Oh, no messing about.
Yeah, that's right.
I haven't done any news or anything. I've been quite lazy.
That's all right. Dave's got that covered.
I picked up the slack. Yeah, well, good man. Not as good as your news, but you know.
Well, it says half-assed news. There's a reason it says half-assed news.
Hey everybody, and welcome to episode number 40 of the Seal Podcast. I've had to do a double take there. It is episode 40.
Yeah, it's full there.
It is, isn't it?
Good. Yeah. That's good. It's not good enough though, because I was looking online, and Sorry, I'm really not with it. So I'll probably be all over the shop tonight. But there you go. I was looking, and the Garcast, friends of the show, Gary DeFelici, Real Defoe. And his podcast, The Garcast, which everyone should go check out to listen to the insane and inane ramblings of two gentlemen from New York. They're on 50. 49. 49. I thought we were neck and neck with them. I feel like something's happened. I don't know how we slacked. Did we miss that?
I think they do one every week. That's the thing.
Have we slacked off that many weeks? I don't feel like we have. Obviously, those guys aren't. They're not. It's that American work ethic, isn't it?
Yeah, there's no holidays over there.
So it's good to be back. Nice to have a week off. I'm joined on my left by Neil.
Hello.
My right by Dave.
Hello.
And no one else. We don't have any emails and tweets. Sort of my fault. I'm having what can only be described as probably one of a week from hell right now, and I don't want to not that it's anything tragic or anything like that, but you know, in terms of just like an upheaval of a week, I'm having that, so I didn't put a call out for tweets or whatever. Not that any of you wankers sent us an email anyway. You know we do the show, so why you can't just send us something anyway? You know who you are, all of you, all four of you. Right, but it's all good. I equate it to, like, you know, like I like burgers, right? And I don't mind a lot of stuff on my burgers. Sometimes I like some jalapenos on there, some lettuce. Got to have some mayo. We could do a whole podcast just on burgers, right?
No mayo.
You got to have a bit of mayo on there for the lettuce, maybe for the pickles, tomatoes, all that sort of stuff, right? But at the same time, every so often I have a burger with just a slice of cheese, right? Plain, simple, classic.
Some people might refer to that as a cheeseburger.
It is, but it's the perfect, like, classic, no bells and whistles cheeseburger. And sometimes that's great, and that's what this week is about, right? Let's get all the dressings of all the relish, the mayo of Stuart Cullen's pod questions, the lettuce of Andy, and all the others.
There's no Stadia business going on this week.
I think Stuart said last week was a terrible week to take off because there was Stadia news, wasn't there? But
there was, but I can't remember what it was now.
No, well, there you go. That's Stadia all over, isn't it?
Well, my son, I noticed earlier, he watches all the YouTube videos of various trash like Fortnite and FIFA.
That's not like a child these days.
No, tell me about it. He keeps going. I keep hearing him going, Stadia. It's obviously like a little advert at the end of each one. It's like, what? And I see the logo on the screen, and I'm like, he obviously hasn't got a clue what it is, like everyone else.
Right. Good old Stadia. I did play. I played around a PUBG on Stadia today, just to kill some time. And
when do you run out? Must be soon.
It's at the end of the month. End of the month, yeah, three weeks away.
I haven't had an email from them saying, by the way, your membership's running out. So
I don't think they're going to send me an email to remind me. But I don't worry. Don't worry, Stadia. I've put it in my calendar. It's just in big black letters, cancel Stadia.
You can cancel it and you still keep your membership until it runs out. That's what I did. I just don't use it since.
That might be why I haven't. But I was surprised actually, because I was like, I'm sure that I can't. Why have I not got a reminder to cancel it? Because maybe I already did that. So I don't know. Yeah. So yeah, I played around a PUBG. I thought, you know what? I'm going to carry a crossbow to the end. I got to get a crossbow kill. Killed the last guy for the chicken dinner win with a crossbow. All right. I say guy. I check the stats. It was me in the game and 99 bots.
Wow. It was the last guy just like stood around like looking left and right, completely not doing anything.
Oh man. Like I killed quite a few of the bots and I was like, was that a guy? Was that a guy? I'm not sure. And I went back to check the stats. No, none of them. Not one. Now I want you to think about that for a second. Okay. This is a Friday evening. Right? Solo PUBG. I'm the only one in North America who's queuing for that game at that time. That is not right.
That's because that's included, obviously, for free, isn't it now? When you're, well, not free.
And it's free.
Your pro subscription.
Yeah. I don't know. That's really weird.
And you've got cross-play with consoles, haven't you?
You know what? I'll tell you why. Probably because I'm playing mouse and keyboard.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah. So there you go. So let's I'll just go in. Yeah, so my week's been a nightmare. So should I just go with my week? Just get it out of the way.
Go on then. You might go.
So yeah, Monday my wife did her back in and she did her back in proper. She's been laid up for like the whole week. Just started moving today. So you know, my poor wife. Obviously. So I took Tuesday off work to sort some stuff out and got in touch with the doctors. I nearly thought we might have to take her to the hospital on Tuesday. She was like, couldn't make it to the bathroom, was in tears.
And wow.
Anyway, I don't need to go into detail about that. Just to say it was pathetic. No, I'm just kidding. Get up. Come on. There's nothing wrong with you.
Was that because you were picking out a bed or something?
Like, bacon eggs. Go on.
So anyway, so there is that, and then on the Monday, but also on the Monday night, my dog threw up. Right, I was like, okay, my dog throws up all the time, not all the time, but he throws up. Dogs throw up.
Yeah,
and then I went to bed anyway. I'm like, I gotta go to bed, and then I woke up in the morning. They're like, the dog has thrown up four times during the night, right? And apparently, like, I just slept all the way because I slept in my son's room. I slept in my son's room. My son's sleeping in my daughter's room. And my daughter was sleeping with my wife. So I don't know. It's all a bit topsy-turvy. But anyway, apparently the daughter, they dealt with dog puking up for it. Anyway, my dog has been super sick for like the last three or four days. And that, in some ways, was more distressing and stressful than my wife being sick. Because my wife, you know what it is, right? So you just deal with it.
You can communicate.
Yeah. What's wrong with my back hurts?
Yeah. My dog, I'm just looking at my dog and I'm like, oh my God, what's wrong with you? And I don't know. Like, and it's, and my wife was like, you know, are you worried about taking him to the vet? Well, I'm sort of worried about taking him to the vet. You know, I got to go to work too, so I can't take him to the vet. But anyway, he's on the mend now. Anyway, I did take him to the vet today. So that was a nice $400 bill from the vet today. Oh, yeah. Don't even talk about the bill for my wife's medicine. So we got that too. What else? Oh yeah, okay. So then I took Tuesday off, right? Because it was like the dog's sick, my wife is in a bad way, and then we had some stones for the patio that were being delivered, or the ones they got wrong were being taken away, and the new ones were being delivered. Stones were delivered then, so I'm outside, and guy delivers the stones, and we're wrapping up the wrong ones are on a skid that he's got to take away. He goes, I'm just going to put some wrap around it so that. Because I'd already undone the strapping on them. So I'm just going to put some wrap on it. Can you just hold these stones? Because they were sort of falling off. And I said, yeah, I'll hold them. Anyway, he gets the wrap out and he starts to wrap around. He comes close to me. My dog didn't like that, right? Even though my dog's on death's door, he still didn't like that. Went for the guy. And I'm like, and the guy's like, oh, get off. And I'm like, oh, Samson or whatever. I'm just sorry about that. And took the dog, only to find out from somebody else who I know who works with the guy that the dog bit him. I'm like, oh my God, my dog's bitten someone, right? So that was like, I paid my way out of that one. So I paid my way out of that lawsuit that was approaching my door by buying the guy like a $50 gift certificate for the liquor store, right?
Yeah, yeah.
throw money at that problem pretty damn quick. Oh, dog. Oh, don't worry, dog. We've sorted out your sickness because you're going to have to be put down.
Might have been cheaper.
Oh, my God. So really, and then on Wednesday, by Wednesday when I went into the office, by that point, I was just starting to really just lose the plot. Anyway, what else? Oh, yeah. But I'll tell you what. Let's not finish there, Fraser. What else can we pile on you? So I get my wife's car today, right? And I go to pick up the dog in my wife, and I've taken my wife's car to work, and I'm coming back to get the dog to take it to the vet. And I'm like, these brakes are a bit squishy. And I get out, and there's brake fluid all over the driveway. Like, they're just, it's done. Like, you know, it was going to be, don't worry, Samson, we've sorted out your illness by us dying horribly in a car crash on the highway.
Fucking brutal, man. So that's, oh my God. So then I had to take him in my car. Oh, my God. And the thing about, kill me now. The thing about my dog, right, is as soon as you get him in the car, he starts to stress a bit and he drools everywhere, right? So there's this dog in my car.
Well, that's why he's going to take the missus' car.
Oh, yeah, for sure. He's already destroyed that. Oh, my God. My car is just destroyed. There's hair and goober everywhere in it, right? All on the windows, the sides of the windows, everything. I looked over, he's just drooling all over the CD case that's sitting there.
Surprised he didn't eat it.
Oh, well, he's off his food, isn't he, Neil, in case you were listening to me.
Well, I don't know, maybe that's why we do. He used to be all sorts of weird shit, to be fair.
Yeah, I know, who knows what he ate, right? So anyway, you got to laugh. It doesn't rain, it pours, right?
Exactly.
But the bottom line is, like, everyone's all right, so it's all cool. So anyway, thank you for letting me get that. I think I unloaded on Neil a couple of days ago, I think, when you asked me. Yeah. You were very kind enough to ask me what was up. So, it's been a joy. So there you go.
It was obviously a bit strange week because obviously we'd had a week off anyway. And it was just like, it's all a bit quiet. Something's not right somewhere along the line.
Yeah. The thing about I've heard somebody say this. Somebody having a bad back is the worst ever, right? Because they can't do anything.
Mm.
And it's not that I'm complaining about having to do everything. It's pretty cool. You know, once I got into a routine of having to take on board everything and do it, like first of all, if you're a single parent, well done. Congratulations. You know, full power to how, I don't know how they do it. Right.
No.
Okay. But at the same time, it's not so much it's just the change in routine. By about the second day of doing everything, I was into quite a routine. You know, everything got put to the side. Like, you know, I wasn't online in the evenings. Okay. Like that, I could do it. Like I just didn't have time, you know, had to cook, had to clean, had to do everything else. Right. And it's cool. It's all right. It's all good. You know,
it's just shouting at you from the sofa. Have you done this? I'm like, yes. Shut up. Get well. Fuck off.
Yeah. I think there was one morning where I just came. I think I don't even think I'd woken up, you know, pretty much got out of bed and there were some instructions like, you know, make sure that you do this, do that. It's like, I haven't even had my pee yet. It's all good. It's all good. Yeah, so that's there's that. Anyway, at the weekend, so the other thing I've been up to, I did a PC refresh for my wife's computer. So I built her computer in 2012, actually, maybe it was.
Oh, my gosh.
2012. And, I mean, it's just a business machine, right? It's just for work. But it was time for a refresh. So I bought a... this is where all the people who aren't into PCs go, time to switch off. A G5400, I think it was. Really cheap processor. It's like, I think, $70 plus tax. And a motherboard to go with it. And 16 gig of RAM. That was the real kicker in there. Went from 4 to 16 gig.
Same hard drive, same.
Yeah, and, you know, again, this is the thing, right? Shall we reuse the hard drive, the power supply? She already had an SSD, reused the case. We went almost. It went as
any
well.
Any RGB on it now?
No. Liquid.
Did it flash in time to the Excel spreadsheets going on?
That's right. When she loads out Excel, the whole thing turns green. No, it went pretty well. Actually, it didn't boot up when I put it all when I first fired it up, and I was like, and part of me panics. Like, I don't know. You guys have built PCs.
Oh, is that when you first press the button? It's like, please just fucking turn it on.
Please just show me the BIOS screen. Come on. And it didn't. And it's like, it's happened. I think the same when I built Madeline's PC at Christmas, you know. And half of you just, there's a little bit of like dread inside you where you're just like, oh my God. And the dread isn't like, you know what the biggest dread is? Is like, if some of this is pooched, like say the motherboard is pooched, the fucking ball ache of having to return that and sort it all out.
Yeah.
That's
wait about a month for the replacement.
Oh, God. I mean, you end up just buying another one, right? Oh, fuck, I was buying another one. But actually, I ended up just reseeding the RAM and then that sorted it out. So, yep. And it's working a charm. Yep. It's cool.
Nice.
Yeah, and you can actually, you know what? And it's not like for us power users, let's call us, right? Power users. Like it wouldn't pass, that processor wouldn't pass the test for us. We'd be like, oh, fucking no way, right? But actually, you could stick a 1650 on that PC and probably play most games, no worries, right? At 1080p. Hmm. So
I think you can overclock them if you get a proper like cooler and stuff.
Hmm. Yeah, but, so
don't know. You wouldn't want to be streaming and everything at the same time. That's
No, you wouldn't want to, like, you know, you wouldn't want to work it too hard. But you know, definitely, you could have a little gaming machine there for no worries. So for little money,
I see a few. There's the new AMD stuff's out, isn't it? So
yeah,
I see that a lot of people starting to bring the new builds out with the new processors, and I'm like, £700. I saw one for today with, I think it was a 1650. And I was like, That's approaching new console money. Sorry.
Yeah. Well, actually, I bought another 1650 Super graphics card last week. So we had a very good report from my son and his schoolwork for the year. So, I'm working on the upgrade for him. So I've ordered the graphics card while it's in stock, or it's restocking in about a week. So,
right.
I want to get that. I've got a sneaking suspicion there's going to be more problems with PC stuff coming up. So anyway, I ordered the graphics card. And then next month, I'll order the chip. The chips are just starting. And that's the Ryzen 3300, I think.
3300X, I think, isn't it?
Yeah, 3300X. So that's the one. That's the Goldilocks there.
That's the real, like, bang for your buck at the minute.
Yeah, that's the real bang for the buck. Spot on. Yeah, I think that paired with the 1650 Super, you are not going to get a better machine bang for buck. That's the perfect spot there, I think, for money versus performance. If you're going to go 1080p. So that's cool. We'll get there and get that sorted out for him.
Is he looking forward to it?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Like, you know what? Ideally,
are you looking forward to him being able to play the games on his machine?
I understand now those dads who get accused of spoiling their children. Like, you just want him to have. You want your kids to have nice things, right? Cool. You feel happy about buying the nice things, right? I don't know. I don't know what I'm trying to say, but you know. You know what I'm trying to say is he doesn't deserve it. I don't know why I'm bothering. He does. You know what? I don't think he can't quite grasp exactly, you know, he had no concept of money. He's no concept that I'm dropping hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars here on him, you know, just so he can play. I don't even know what he's going to play. But I think he's got
Age of Empires 2, by the look of it.
Yeah, I know, but you could play that on my wife's machine. I don't know. So, but that future proofs him for. You know, he can't play PUBG on his machine. He struggled with Warzone. I don't think he could play that with us on it. So, you know, that'll just set him up for, like, he's done now, right? Yeah. And I can just tell him, like, if he, you know, that's it. He's done. And plus it stops him having to use his sisters and whatever. So.
And all the arguments and shuffling. And Yeah.
So anyway, there you go. It's all good. And again, I'll reuse most of the stuff. He has a wicked power supply in his machine and it's got an SSD and all that stuff, so
yeah,
it's cool. All good.
Excellent.
Make sure you've done your BIOS on your motherboard if you're going to keep the same motherboard.
No. He's got an Intel in there right now, so that's
okay.
So that's going to gotta be whipped out. Because I would have actually, what I wanted to do about 2 years ago was just upgrade the chip on that motherboard, but I couldn't. It was there was no upgrade path for it.
So, oh, yeah.
So that's got to go. So it'd be another motherboard. B450, in case anyone's interested.
There they are. Like, well, there's a B550 now, isn't it?
I heard there are going to be some issues with the B550s, though.
Well, I heard that you can pay more for a B550 than an X570, which is what I've got. So, I don't know. I haven't looked at them yet.
I saw something like that as well. Yeah, there's the supply and demand problems.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. Okay. What about you guys?
It's been a while, isn't it? So, we watched Mandalorian. Finished watching that.
Cool.
Very cool. Very good.
I still haven't watched that yet.
What?
Have you got still Disney Plus or have you not got it?
No, I've not got it. No. I think I've
still doing a week free. Because it's all out now, obviously. Because you could power through that in your in like one day.
Oh, right. well, yeah.
The way things are at the minute. So you could do it in your week free trial.
Yeah.
Yeah, I might do that.
Yeah.
I haven't started watching it, but they've got like the making of documentary. Have you watched any of that, Fraser? Yet?
No, I think that came out after we got rid of it. So
yeah,
I might. But yeah, you should. Your daughter would enjoy it too. It'd be a good family program to watch.
Yeah, we've been watching. That's the one thing like we kind of watched as a family. Well, like all four of us.
Yeah.
My wife and my boy, myself, started watching Alex Rider last night. You heard of Alex Rider?
This is books.
Like a sort of he's like a 16-year-old, I don't know what, 15-16 kid.
Okay.
And he's like joins the Secret Service. It's real stupid. But, like sounds really daft, but there's loads of books. Anthony Horowitz, who writes about a million books a year, it appears.
Yeah, I've heard of him.
Yeah, he writes all sorts of books and he's asked this Alex Rider. So, just hit Amazon Prime like yesterday, I think. So we watched the first two episodes and I'm like watching it going, it's okay. But the whole time I'm like, this is such a load of bollocks. There's no way this would ever happen. It's complete garbage.
Right.
So it's all right. It's all right. So I'll see how it goes. Can't remember if I said, was it 2 weeks ago? I said I was going to start decorating.
Hmm.
Did I say about that? Can't think now. Well, anyway, been decorating, which was a right fucking pain.
Of course
in the
it end. Was.
So we have this back room. We're in a townhouse, yeah, three-story
house.
Hang on,
you told us the back room because your wife was working in the back room and now she
that's
knows.
That's right. So I moved her back into like the office. That's right, yeah. So the back room was this fucking horrible yellow colour. We've been here 11 years and it's been the same the entire fucking time we've been here. And the walls are all shitty, like little tiny cracks all over it. So I bought the base coat to do, like, it's like paint and filler mix sort of thing. So it's supposed to cover up all the fine cracks and all that sort of shit. But there's loads of fucking big cracks. When I stripped everything out, I ripped off the skirting board. I was like, fuck it, that's the skirting board's coming off. We're going all in.
Nice.
Yeah, so all sorts of stuff. Power tools involved. That'd be Bosch multi-tool thing, like digging in behind, cutting nails off the wall and all sorts of stuff. You'd have loved it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Loads of noise, dust everywhere.
Yeah.
And it was like, it's well filthy as well.
Nice.
So all of that. And then in the corner of one of my room walls, there's this big bulge near the floor on the wall. I'm like, it does it. So I like give it a little tap and I'm like, that's not attached to the wall anymore. So give it a little bit of a more of a hefty tap and it's like it starts coming off, obviously. So there was this big corner in the bottom corner of one of the walls.
What, like
on
the,
both walls where they join. All the plaster coming off because it's brick on both sides.
Right.
Like it's like a, well, breeze block.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah.
So the plaster's all come away. And I was like, oh, for fuck's sake. It's like, I knew this was going to be a pain in the ass before we started.
Yeah, of course it is. That's what happens every time you do this stuff. You go start to do one thing, and then two things happen, and it just sort of branches out into all these multiple jobs that you end up having to do.
Yeah, so that took, it took a while, because I was like, so I guess I'm going to have to learn how to plaster then. And I was like, no, I'm not fucking doing that. I just got loads of filler and bodged it. Put loads and loads of filler all over it. And I was like, I'll try to do it smooth, obviously, but it's not going to be quite the same as doing plaster. So I didn't want it to take ages to go off, but it still took fucking ages for it. It took about 3 days for it to dry out properly. I was like, fucking hell. So I was trying to sand it off by hand, and it was like, I ain't fucking doing this. This is taking ages. So I went and bought a fucking power sander.
Yeah, nice.
So here we go. Power tool talk. I can't remember what the number is, but I've got a Makita power sander thing. It's just a finishing
Makita,
sander.
That's the real deal, Makita.
Yeah, I went to Homebase thinking I'll just go and get one from Homebase and I'll just pay like 40 quid or whatever for whatever they've got. Get to Homebase. I don't want a battery one because the fucking battery is a pain in the ass because you get in so far and then the battery runs out. It's like, oh, you can carry on if you want to buy another battery for 100 quid. No, you're right.
Yeah.
So I just fucking wanted a plug-in.
Yeah,
they got,
you don't have to worry about it, right?
Exactly. It's got enough. You get more power when you want it, like, sort of thing. You know, all these power tools, all the ones with batteries, great, brilliant, don't have a plug, brilliant. Then it fucking runs out, or it doesn't have enough grunt. And the ones with loads of grunt need a massive fucking battery, so the batteries are even more expensive. You're like, oh, just plug it in. It's a lot easier. Anyway. So I went to Homebase. No plug-in power tools whatsoever. I was like, fuck. So they're all battery ones.
Oh, man. That's lame.
And there was like hardly anything on the battery side of it. I was like, clearly everyone's been fucking DIY bananas since the Homebase opened. There's like nothing left.
Yeah.
I suppose I'll be ordering online then. So I hit, your favorite Amazon. Ordered my sander one day, turned up the next day. 65 quid from Makita. I'm like, yeah, I've been happy with it, though. It's like, it feels a bit, I was expecting it to be a lot more noisy than it is. Because my Bosch thing, which had like, you can swap out the attachment, so you can put like a little cutting blades, all sorts of shit. I got a thing that was supposed to be a sander, but it was fucking garbage. And just all the sandpaper just kept falling off. I was like, for fuck's sake. Try and bodge it, and it don't happen. So I just thought, fuck it, mate, I'm going and buy the proper thing. My Bosch one, I had a sanding attachment. I think I said it got too hot and all of the loops like melted, so you couldn't stick the fucking sandpaper to it anymore. But I couldn't buy a replacement sand pock. It's just a nightmare. Trying to buy anything is just all out of stock everywhere.
Yeah, right.
Unless you buy it online. So, yeah. Anyway. Made short work of everything. Once I've got my sander, I've got to do my door frames and still. But yeah, it's just like, it feels a bit like a massager. Because it's just like goes this nice hum, like, it's just like fucking, I don't know, some ridiculous amount of 1,000 RPM type of thing going on.
Did you place it against your...
I didn't, no. No, I didn't do anything weird, no.
Put your hip into
it. My power tools like you. It's a bit big to stick up your bum, that's for sure. maybe I'll have to research the attachments to my Bosch. I don't know. There might be something available.
You never know.
I'm sure someone may have crafted something some weirdo. But yeah. So that's that done anyway. So I've fucking done all that, got all the shit off, done my filling, done my sanding, painted. I'm now looking at flooring. What to do with flooring? Because it's got my washing machine in there, so I need something a bit sort of water resistant in case of any fucking disasters with my washing machine.
Yeah,
so right. I'm looking at these luxury vinyl tiles.
Ooh, luxury.
Which is like a bit like laminate flooring, but it's made of vinyl, so it's kind of waterproof. And you can buy sticky stick down stuff. Like it comes in big planks. So I watched a YouTube video of some guy who's like, gets his little Stanley knife, cuts a blade, just pushes in the little where he's called it, snaps a perfect little, a like perfect line. I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. Looks a lot easier than cutting loads of laminate flooring with like a power saw. So anyway, that's where I'm at the minute. And then I've got to buy some nice skirting boards to put on. Right. And then it'll be done. It looks loads better. It's like a nice kind of light grey.
Yeah, that's good.
It's called Goose Down. And I bought the extra hardcore paint that's supposed to, like, you can be able to wash it properly and doesn't fucking come off. So yeah, well happy. It looks like a fucking different room. Yeah. It's a mental.
Yeah, well, that's good. I mean, you get to see a result in your work, right? Yeah. I mean, that's the thing, I think. Yeah, good.
Yeah, so now it's like we've got an old IKEA, well, the equivalent now is called a Kallax unit. It's like this 4x2, like, shelving storage unit. I've got like 8 sort of cube slots in it.
Yeah.
And you can get things to put in there or leave them empty or whatever, use them as displays and that. And it's got my TV and stuff on it. So I'm looking at IKEA again to go and get some new furniture. I fucked off over there today. I only opened up on Monday, didn't it? And there was queues everywhere, apparently.
Yeah, I saw something. Yeah. Posted, well,
I put a picture in of where they've, you know,
that looks, is that Milton Keynes? It looks a bit like it might be Milton Keynes.
I think similar. It is. Yeah. They'd put like queuing all throughout is the car park.
That's like footpath queue, is it? Yeah. The red line? Yeah, that wasn't as bad as that today. I was like, but I got there, got out of my car. Car park's quite full, but I did park straight away. So it's not too bad, because a couple of days beforehand, someone had posted a picture on Facebook, my wife said, saying there's no one there. Thank you. But it's Friday, isn't it? So I went there earlier, got out of my car, walked off. They've changed the way of the queuing. It's all under, because there's like the car park underground, not underground, on the ground level, but the store's then built up on stilts above it, sort of thing. So I walked towards where you go into the entrance. There's all these like metal fences in the way, where they obviously you've got to go in a certain way now. So I'm like, what's the metal fence? And I was like, I could hear all these voices, and I was like, what the fuck? So it's all dark under there, and it's quite sunny at the time when I was outside. So I got right up close, and I like put my hands over my eyes to look through into the darkness. I was like, holy shit, there's about fucking 500 people in the queue. I was like, fuck this, I'm just going home.
Yeah, right.
So I just got in the car and went straight home.
Yeah, that's the big thing right now, eh? Like, I did, what were we doing? Oh, yeah, so I needed some pipes to lay. I wanted to get some steel pipes to lay on the gravel for my patio, because it helps to straighten it out, whatever. So my wife's just, just go to Lowe's and get some steel pipes. I said, I don't want to get them from work. Like, we sell like gas piping there. I said, I don't want to get gas pipe from work. One, because I don't want to get it from work. I don't mind Boston. Hey, you getting pipe from work? Mm. All right. I just don't need the bother, right? And then it's a little bit overkill to use this gas, threaded gas pipe, right? I'm sure I can get some cheaper pipe. I went over to Lowe's, like the queue was just all over the shop. I was like, straight off to my office. My boss is there. He's like, what are you doing? I'm going, just getting some pipe. See you later.
Oh, man.
I look forward to shit from you on Monday.
Yeah, so I might be heading back there Monday.
Oh, man. Like,
I want to get a new desk and some blinds for my back room. I need to get some blinds for my back room, because I used to have curtains up, and now I want blinds like these. We've got some in the kitchen. They're called Hexcel, not XL, hedge with a Hexcel. So they're like a honeycomb, so they're kind of sort of insulating.
Okay.
I've been really impressed with the ones I've had for my kitchen, because it used to get a bit like drafty and cold. And since I've had them, I was like, these actually work quite well. But I wanted some blackout ones for the back room, and they're grey, which is kind of darker grey than the room. So it kind of all goes. But yeah.
To be honest, I would have never thought to get blinds from IKEA, but because I need some blackout stuff for the
living room. They've got fucking loads of blinds in IKEA.
All right.
Mm. Yeah, get yourself down there tomorrow.
Problem is, you just got to get in there somehow.
Yeah, Saturday morning. Yeah, that'll be a good time.
No, I don't be doing it on a weekend, because that's like, if anyone is working there these days, they're probably in there in the week. Because,
yeah, you know. It might be like a Tuesday afternoon or something.
Yeah, I'm thinking I'm going to get there for when it opens. I can't see it being a bit It was just because it was like 3 o'clock or something this afternoon. It was like before while the schools were supposedly in. But yeah, it was. I was just like, man, that's just mental. Not standing in that queue for 2 hours, or possibly more. So
they have smart blinds. I'm looking at the IKEA website.
Okay, they've got battery powered blinds and everything. Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah, they slowly will open up to wake you up gently.
Yeah. I've got fucking the
No, I need a short, sharp.
You need something. You need the short, sharp wake up to get you in your massive bladder off to the toilet, don't you? See, I remember these things.
Slowly wake. Like that would never work for me.
It'd just be like, just won't wake up.
I would need. I just get one of those for my son's room because I don't know what that, or my daughter's. I don't know what they're what. You know, forget about Black Lives Matter. These kids are protesting about opening curtains in the morning. Like, what the problem is? Why can you not open your curtains in the morning?
They just don't, do they?
They don't, and they don't turn off their lights.
They're bastards for leaving lights
Thank
on.
God I live in the era of LED lights.
Yeah, tell me about it. I've got LEDs everywhere. Yeah. So it's basically like not having a light on in terms of electricity use.
Yes. The first thing I did, because when the LEDs started coming in, was I just tracked from my kid's bedroom all the way to the basement, and that's where the LEDs went in first, right? Everywhere that they went, that's where LEDs slowly got replaced first.
Yeah. So I got one last bit of news.
It says exciting news.
It is exciting news. We've is had
a baby?
I've kept this quiet. It's sort of a baby. It's a new addition to the household.
Yes, please go on the good side.
It's a TV.
TV, that's even better.
It's me looking after. It's fucking awesome. So I sold some shares, basically. I had to doing this 5-year save as you earn at work. So I put so much a month into this thing, and then I was buying. Or when it matures, I get shares like at whatever price, and then I just went, fuck it, I'm selling them straight away. I usually just keep them. But I paid £1.50 a share, and they were like £2.50.
Nice.
So, yeah, I didn't get them for £2.50. I requested to sell them when they were about £2.50, but by the time they actually sold them, they were about £2.20. But I was like, still, that's like fucking 50% gain on my shares.
Nice.
So, yeah, I just basically spent all my profit on a new TV.
That's okay. Hey, look. You know what? That's all right.
I did get quite a good deal, right? So, like, I've been hearing, you know, Arthur Geese, he used to be at Polygon. He does the Rebel FM podcast. So I've been listening. He's now works for, like, a techie website or something. And he's always going on about the best TVs and stuff for gaming and stuff like that.
Right.
And he was mentioned that he just bought one of these TVs. And I was like, started looking around. I don't know what really made me look. And I was like, it's the same TV he'd been banging on about, which is an LG C9, which has been replaced this year by a CX. But basically, the only difference is it's got a faster processor in it this year, but not that much faster.
Sorry, which one did you buy then?
I bought an LG 55 C9. That's 55 inch. And it's OLED rather than LED. So like the OLED, obviously, that means if a pixel's supposed to be black on an OLED, it turns off. So it's actually black. Whereas if you're on a normal LED LCDs, the whole screen's like got a backlight behind it. So if it's off, it's not really off because it's still kind of grey instead of black.
Yeah.
So I watched a couple of movies.
In space?
I watched Rogue One, which looked fucking amazing because it's in 4K and HDR and everything on Disney Plus. And I was like, that is fucking awesome. And then I watched, I was kind of fucking a bit sleepy, so I half watched Pirates of the Caribbean, which I haven't watched in years. Black Pearl, first one. And I'll tell you what, OLED TVs is the way to go if you're watching movies and stuff like that. TV, movies, everything. You know how, like, you get the best of both worlds? Like, the old CRT TVs had much better like sort of contrast and the blacks, like TV was like black was black and all that sort of stuff, and all the colors kind of popped, but the resolution was total shit. And now, like, I've got a 4K TV with black blacks, and it's like, fucking hell, I can't believe how much nicer it is to watch than,
yeah, that's the sort of thing I need. I don't need to come around and see it. Like this, yeah.
Show, like, don't like, I need one of these now.
Yeah, it's like, I don't want to see anybody with their, you know, 4K gaming rig set up, whatever, like that. Yeah. I don't need to go into the shops to see the 65-inch or 80-inch OLED TVs. It's just not going to do me any favors. Is it? I'm very happy right now with just not knowing, you know.
Yeah, that's the probably the best way to be if you don't want to spend any money. But What happened was I was looking around, and it was basically because, like I say, it's like a 2019 model, and they just literally bought out the new ones. So the new ones were about £1,800 to £1,900, and right. This one was £1,250. And I was looking at it in everywhere I looked, it was basically the same price. But Richer Sounds.
Oh, I used to love Richer Sounds. Yeah,
been around donkeys. Nice. It's not a small local thing anymore. It used to be like one shop, didn't they, in fucking Watford, was it, or something?
There weren't many. When I started buying equipment, they had like about three or four shops.
Yeah, so there's one in Milton Keynes now. But their stores aren't open at the moment, obviously, because that's pretty much non-essential as far as shopping goes.
What?
They have online, obviously. So I was looking online, and it's like they have all the offers underneath. And it's like, if you phone up and order through telesales, you can get £100 worth of Richer Sounds vouchers. It's like, might as well not order it online then and phone them up and get £100 worth of vouchers. So I phoned them up, having a little chat to Oscar.
If you phone them up, that's better. They want you to phone them up, do they?
They wanted me to phone. Rather than do it all online where there's like a zero hassle for them, it was better for me to phone someone. And they'd give me £100 worth of vouchers. Whereas if I did it online, they wouldn't. I was like, well, I phoned up. I was like, is that right? If I phone you and order this thing, I get £100 worth of vouchers. But if I do it online, I don't get them. He goes, yeah, that's right. I was like, okay. Okay, someone ordered a TV then. And he was like, I don't know. It's weird. I guess they kind of, I don't know. Maybe it comes off his commission.
Did he try and upsell you?
No, not at all. Really cool. Like, no hard sales or anything. Oh, I'll say, I'm ordering a fucking £1,200 TV at the end of the day. Yeah. And he was like, you can use the vouchers right now if you like. Have you got any or anything?
I was like, Sorry, Neil. I was just going to say, I wonder whether it's like, once they've got you, then they can be, then they maybe that they can try and make sure that they get the sale. With you, they already know they're getting it. Like, you didn't give any indication that you're flip flopping, right? So.
Yeah, I knew exactly what I wanted. I was like, I'm after this TV. It says I can get vouchers. Is that right? He was like, yep, okay. And then he's like, do you want to use them now? I was like, well, I've had my eye on these Bluetooth earbuds.
Ah, see, this is where they've got you now.
I was like, well, they're basically going to be free because they were £100.
Oh, bloody hell.
And I was like, but I'm not 100% sold on them. He was like, I was like, kind of, how big are they? He was like, well, they do sort of, they're small, but they do stick out. Obviously, I was like, I'm not too sure about that. He goes, hang on a minute. Let me just check this for you. I might be able to give you £100 off your telly. I was like, all right. So he goes off. He goes, oh, hang on. I might be able to price match it as well. I was like, what?
Nice.
So he's like, I might be able to do the TV for £1,129. Let me just check. And he was like, oh, no, they've sold out. But I can do the TV for £1,149. I was like, fuck it, let's do it. So I got £100 off by phoning up.
Nice.
And the day after, I think it was, the jelly deals thing that's on Eurogamer, they do like their tech deals. They were saying the B9, which was on sale in somewhere other for £900, was the best TV for like gaming. Because the thing with these ones, the new LGs, or the recent, the 2019 onwards, they've got HDMI 2.1, which is because my TV's got fucking G-Sync built in. So I paid like fucking £600 for my monitor, 28 inch. Because it had G-Sync in it, and if I bought a FreeSync one, it was probably like £400. But my TV's got G-Sync in it, so it's got variable refresh rates. It's all ready for the new, like, PS5, Xbox Series X, and all that shit. Should I buy it? I've got my PC plugged in, but I haven't actually played a game on it yet. Even my shitty old Xbox One looks fucking awesome on it. Oh my god!
Nice. What's G-Sync then? What is that?
G-Sync is like if you've got an NVIDIA graphics card, the monitors have got like hardware built in so that they sort of talk to each other. And when you send when your graphics card sends a new frame, the monitor updates.
Right.
So you notice it more on less than like. If it goes below, you lose all the screen tear effect.
Yeah, that would be nice, yeah.
Yeah, so I've got a powerful enough graphics card anyway. I don't really experience that.
The first thing that came up for G-Sync, LEG, I suppose they know I've been looking at LG TVs anyway. CX.
Maybe. Yeah, CX is like the brand new one. But the panel is exactly the same, apparently, from the C9. I was like, oh, fuck it, I'm just buying that. But apparently the B9 is a good panel. It's got a lower processor in that as well. So, but yeah, having had a Samsung for a while, I can't remember, I think it was a 2015 one. The fucking smart hub is so slow. It's like it's all down to the processor that's running everything. It's fucking like well annoying. You press smart hub or whatever, it's like, is it working? I don't know. Then you press it again and it goes off.
My parents have got that. And every time I use the menu, I'm just like, what is this garbage? It's just terrible.
But yeah, this one's got like fucking... Well, you know how your phones are. Like, you know, every year they come by, they're just like, oh, it's now got basically double the RAM that it had last year and all that sort of stuff. But yeah, so well impressed with my LG TV. If you've got a grand, I'm not being funny. The way things have been the last, whatever, 3 months now, we've saved a fuckload of money by not doing anything.
Nice.
No, I used to go out and get aways and stuff like that. We ain't done any of that for like 3 months. And so we've just saved hundreds and hundreds of pounds probably over the last 3 months. No, like Lou's not driving the car every day. So. Doesn't fuck it, and yeah. I don't regret it at the moment. It's
don't sound like you do. Yeah,
TVs and movies look fucking amazing.
Yeah, that's nice.
I haven't really played any games on it yet, I could say, but I played something briefly on my Xbox because it was on the Game Pass Quests. I was fucking playing Terraria of all things on my Xbox. Yeah, fucking need to collect 2,000 resources, but I got to about 1,000. I was like, fucking hell, this is boring.
Yeah, even your TV can't fix that.
No, but yeah.
Nice.
The thing with OLEDs, though, they get that screen burn if you leave the same image on.
It's not all roses, is it?
You have to be a bit careful. But it's got stuff in it. It's got some, like, you know what? Like, you remember MTV, like, for the kids out there. MTV. We used to have like the MTV logo stuck in the corner constantly. Well, I think a lot of channels do now, but it's got some weird technology that will kind of shift it so it won't always sit in the same place. Quite exactly the same, so it kind of doesn't sit. But like if you've got a Windows desktop sitting on there permanently with your taskbar up permanently, probably not the best thing to be sitting there. Right. So one of the first things I did when I put my PC on was like make the taskbar disappear when it's not in use and stuff like that.
You're going to baby it now, eh? That's good.
Yeah, I'm not fucking that thing up. I've got a 6-year
shout at your computer. Well, eh? Don't you go near my child.
6-year warranty from Rigisounds. Fucking nice. All included. Can't argue with that.
All right.
Well, impressed with the service. Well, impressed with my telly.
He's gushing, isn't he, Dave? He's gushing.
I know. Well, it's his new toy, isn't it? So.
Yeah, I know. Nice.
Don't blame you.
So what do you got for us, Dave?
So I watched Space Force on Netflix.
Yeah,
how many have you watched?
Huh?
How many have you watched?
All of them.
Have you?
Ooh, yeah.
I watched the first two, I think.
I watched the first one.
That's all right.
Yeah, I'm done.
Yeah, it's if you like that kind of thing, it's kind of a satire on
silly, isn't it?
That's it was alright. I was kind of it was on the back and on in the background while I was playing on the poot, so it's fine for me. Yeah, it was. I wouldn't tell anybody to go out and watch it specifically, but if you just want something stupid on in the background, stick that on.
There was a few funny moments.
Yeah, I was definitely. Yeah.
There's funny moments, but yeah, it's. I think it was made like 2 years ago, and it's literally just sort of came out, or the idea for it, and it was written about 2 years ago, and it was probably funny back then, but there was a lot of political stuff in there.
It's weird, like, isn't it? Because they've just literally announced the Space Force for real and stuff. It's like,
well,
it's
yeah,
it's all a bit like, it's all a bit odd.
Yeah. So, but yeah, yes. It was something
it's
to
entertaining.
Watch.
It's entertaining, yeah. Isn't it? I mean, it's nothing massive you're going to get your teeth into. That's no. I think that was the thing. It was like, it was just almost dross television. It was like, okay,
yeah,
whatever. But I got other things to be getting on with. So,
yeah. So I did entertain. Well, I asked the missus if she had the wanted to watch it with me, and she's like, definitely not. I was like, oh, okay, right, that's fine. And play it on. I'll put it on a computer while I'm playing games. So. I did that.
My missus wasn't that impressed by it. Less than I was.
What was the
she
next
wasn't laughing
thing?
At that when she put her back out then.
What's that?
Grace. That's not why she put her back out, laughing so much at Space Force.
Definitely not, no. Bent over sobbing.
The other thing that I can think of that I've actually watched this week was Last Action Hero with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Wow. Isn't that a Christmas film?
No.
No, that's the other one, isn't it?
Jingle All the Way, you're thinking about.
Yeah. Yeah. Last Action Hero, I don't think I'd seen it before. Or if I had, I'd seen parts of it, but not all of it.
I'm waiting to hear it's what like, you think about it.
This is a like PG version of his.
No, it's a 15, actually.
Well, it's basically PG. It's no Predator.
So I did let my 10-year-old daughter watch it. Because it actually wasn't too bad. I think it was probably a 15 back in the day. Nowadays, it would be like
yeah.
a PG.
Yeah, now it's like 12.
I thought it was really entertaining, actually. So if you haven't seen it, it's the premise is basically a kid loves going to the movies, is a bit of a loner. And he's friends with the old boy and the projectionist, and he gets a special ticket, and that he gets to go to a special preview of a brand new film that Arnold Schwarzenegger is starring in, and so he goes into the film, and as the film Arnold Schwarzenegger character doesn't know he's. Just he thinks he's the character, and shenanigans happen. And basically, I actually thought it was really interesting. I don't think the Bella was. She's kind of. She understood like when it was fantasy and when it was.
She hasn't seen
reality.
Predator or Commando, has she?
No.
Well, hopefully not. Anyway,
not as far as I'm aware, but. watching whatever she wants now on the iPad, but yeah, I thought it was quite funny. I did think it was funny seeing the amount of advertising, like, such blatant advertising in the film,
like cans of Pepsi and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah, yes. And like big Burger King signs and like yeah, it was so blatant. But yeah, I thought it was quite good. Not one I'd watch again, you know, it's not one that you...
Where's that on? Is that on Netflix?
It's on Netflix, yeah. But again, yeah, it's an easy watch. So
now I'm in the mood for watching some old Arnie movies now. Yeah, like
True
Lies.
Well, that's
great, yeah.
Yeah, that's it. I think I was looking, because I was on Netflix just looking around, I was like, oh, I don't think I'd seen that one. Or if I had, I was really young. And I don't remember it.
That's really odd because I'm going back to old movies too. I tried to watch Beverly Hills Cop the other day, but my copy was corrupt.
Oh, okay. There's so, I don't think that would last.
Forget.
Well, not for kids, but, but I don't think it stands up. Or what my memory of it, I don't think it was.
I only really remember the third one, I think.
Well, Beverly Hills Cop would stand up for me because I'd watched that film so many times. I loved it when I was younger, right? So I think I just enjoyed watching it again. I know probably almost every line in that film. but we did watch Batman, the first Michael Keaton one, Tim Burton.
Okay.
Watch that.
Is that with Penguin?
No, that's Joker. The one with Joker, Jack Nicholson as the Joker.
Okay, yeah.
So I watched balloons. That.
I seem to remember playing the video game for this. This was an Amiga's time, wasn't it? Atari's TN Amiga.
Yeah, you guys not overly familiar with the movie then?
Yeah, I remember going to see the film.
Oh, yeah, I know that movie inside out as well. But I didn't really twig how psychotically disturbing Jack Nicholson actually is in that movie, which he drove my daughter away almost in tears. Like, she was just like, I can't watch this anymore, Dad. This is, no, and she's like literally had that fear look on her face. Like, okay, you gotta get out of here. Yeah, he's pretty full on in that. So that was really PG, wasn't it? Yeah, watching it again. I think it's a really good movie. Like, it's bonkers, but it's really well done. And Jack Nicholson is something else in it. He really is. You know,
Prince did the soundtrack as well, didn't it?
Yeah, I never really liked the fact that the soundtrack was from Prince, and it turns out Tim Burton didn't either. A lot of people didn't like that, but you know, there you go. That movie would have been way better without the Prince soundtrack. Like, there are a couple of songs which fit quite well in it, but
I can't really remember too many of them.
Yeah, anyway, that's a whole other.
Not his best work.
So there's that. Anyway, sorry, Dave, I derailed.
Where did you manage to watch that before we move on?
Have
you got it?
Yeah.
Have you got like a DVD-ish?
Huh? Where did I get it? Let's not talk about that. Off a USB stick. How's that?
Okay.
Allegedly.
It wasn't on a CD.
And then that's it, really, for the things I've watched. Not really. But last Saturday, I got absolutely hammered. We had a barbecue, sort of in our little cul-de-sac. And we started, I started drinking at about 3.
I love that.
I was in bed by 7. I was like,
what time did you start?
That's 3.
Nice. 4 hours. Absolutely blitzed in 4 hours.
The thing is, we were sitting in the sun, and I had the mistake of taking all my, I bought 18 cans, and took 10 of them outside. In a big cool box, and I was sitting next to them. But yeah, that was the idea.
You're not allowed to share.
No. That soon became apparent when I drank like all of them, and I was sitting outside, supposed to be looking after the barbecue. I was like, oh man, I'm gonna get back.
We were running around naked for about 6 p.m.
I was. I hadn't been that drunk in such a long time. Nice. And apparently the missus kept on coming upstairs trying to poke me, going, Dave, are you coming out? I was like, no.
Just looking in the corner.
I do remember going to the toilet at like 6 o'clock in the morning. Well, about 5 o'clock in the morning, going, am I going to be sick or am I going to go for a pee? I'm not sure. So I was off drink for a little while after that, a few days. You know when you say never going to drink
till the day after.
Just been enjoying the nice weather we've been having on the motorbike. Nice. I've put about 500 miles on.
Yeah.
Last week, just bombing about.
Someone's got to burn those dinosaurs.
That's it. Someone's got to use all the petrol.
Cheaper. It's not as cheap as it was a few weeks ago, but it's still cheap compared to it. Well, I say cheap. It's not cheap. Cheaper than it usually is.
Yeah.
It's going up a bit.
So, but yeah, it was just been enjoying the time, really. Just lovely weather. Yeah.
Yeah, it's been like close to 30 every day. It's been brutal.
Wow.
But I has been not been that nice, but it's been really nice over here.
Yeah, we've had quite a few barbecues. My electric barbecue's been getting some.
We never talked about the electric barbecue, did we? Okay, we just have to do a barbecue section because we were chatting with Neil and Lou, and Lou was talking about getting the Neil getting the electric barbecue out. You weren't overjoyed with that thought at the time, were you?
It's been in constant use since then, pretty much. Yeah, it's good though. Been impressed. It's a bit of a. It's actually quite easy to clean.
Oh, that's good.
It's got, it's basically like a George Foreman that you put outside, but only the bottom part, or the top part. But it's big.
So, hang on, electric barbecue. So it's
literally plug it in, and we're literally within 5 minutes. It's fucking roasting hot.
Jeez.
And yeah, obviously the gas. As long as I've got power in the house, I've got a barbecue. Obviously, the gas problem is like, oh, I've run out of gas. Now I have literally no barbecue. Mm. So I kind of toyed with getting a gas one. But I was a bit like, gas still doesn't taste like a barbecue.
No.
So I might as well just get an electric. But yeah, it's good. Mm. Like I was, it's quite easy to like, instead of cooking a kebab, because I've got like, you get like, it's like a circular one. But the two, like, the two outer thirds, the middle third is like flat. And the two outer thirds are like a sort of griddle pan, like raised.
Right.
So you can like get your marks on your meat, whatever.
Yeah.
And in the middle, I just like chucked loads of vegetables. I was like sizzling onions and fucking peppers and everything. Courgettes.
Oh, look at him go.
It's fucking great. I was loving it. It's like basically like having a teppanyaki in the garden. I haven't quite moved on to stir fries, but yeah, I can like put one of my hot, like one of the things I usually put in the oven, I can stick on my barbecue and it gets fucking hot without going all black and disgusting. So it's pretty cool.
Cool.
Nice.
Sounds good. And yeah, that's about it.
It's not cold, it's the opposite of cold. It's fucking hot.
It's fucking hot. No, no. I feel quite ancient then, still using wooden coals.
Well, we've got
You can't beat the flavour from the coals.
No, you can't. See, we're gas. We've got everything covered here, boys. We got one from each camp. But like last week, I used my barbecue on the Friday night, Saturday morning, Saturday lunch, Saturday night. And I think
there
can't be another time on Sunday, right? That's just the beauty of the gas. It's just fired up and going. Get going. So.
Yeah, I wasn't supposed to be off this week just gone. I booked it off. And I would have done some camping, so I've been kind of like, not been able to do that. It's a bit rubbish, but
go anywhere nice on the bike, or just out?
Not anywhere particular. Just bombing around the villages around. The furthest I went was Birmingham, just south of Birmingham. Just at the M1 a little bit, and then down through the villages, through Rugby and all that. That was a couple of hours on that one. But I missed.
You fancy the Nottingham being IKEA?
No. No. Do miss going out on a bike. I just love being out on the road on it. Just clears your mind. And
they're still fairly empty, I suppose, compared to a normal. Roads still a bit like less traffic.
There's a lot less traffic at the moment. The kids have gone back, so it's a little bit busy between like 8 and 9. But when I say it's not like gridlocked like it used to be at 8, 9 o'clock around here, but and people are, I think they're slowing down a little bit when there was nobody on the road. Like the people that were just absolutely mental. I'm not looking coming out of onto main roads or anything, but they're expecting some traffic. At least people slow down a little bit now, so
yeah.
It's a bit better. Yeah, first time I went out on my bike, I was just like, I think I came back after about 15, 20 minutes. I was like, people are stupid. I didn't like that. That was one of the first days. It was the lockdown was sort of reduced a bit, and people just using the roads as speedways. And stuff like,
I hear occasionally. I can hear someone just giving it large because we've got like a bypass around that town.
Right.
Load of it's single carriageway, but there's a section that's just dual carriageway, and that's where they just, it's like a racetrack at times. You can just hear the fucking, someone on a bike, you can just hear the revs going absolutely screaming.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, we've had people here because of the, they've been catching loads of people on the roads doing just mental speeds. We think we had somebody broke the record on the what's called the QEW, which is the highway just south of me, Queen Elizabeth Way.
Okay. Sounds like a small road to someone's palace.
Somebody got clocked on there doing 304 kilometers an hour.
That's fucking rapid.
Which is 188 miles an hour. So,
wow. Jesus.
That one, like a lot of people get clocked, like, you know, doing 100.
You don't want to be getting clocked at that sort of speed, because that you surely are getting banned.
He's in the public eye right now. The guy, that kid who did that, and I think he was a kid. It was this.
Is that like potential prison time? Going to that speed? I don't know.
I'm not sure. So he's basically, if it's funny, if you follow the replies on Twitter for him doing that speed, you know, it's obviously tons of people who are, I'm leaning towards it. That's disgraceful. He should never drive again. Right. Yeah. But I also lean to the other group of guys who are just like, holy fuck, dude. It's like, wow. You
know? I've never been that anywhere near that. I've gone anywhere near that speed when I was in a fucking aeroplane.
The dad in me is like going, come on, let's get the guillotine out the basement. Let's go. But then there's the young guy, the young guy who's still in me is just like, dude, right? Wrung it out of that. I mean, I don't even know how you get that out of
fuck is he driving? Hopefully he was driving some real shitty car as well. Like
it was a Mercedes. I think it was a Mercedes C63. So it's still a C-Class Mercedes, but like, what's that?
That must be the AMG or something.
Yeah, it's 6 foot. Yeah. I don't know. What, that's got to be like maybe a feet.
188. Most cars, like cars that
are restricted to about 100.
Most of them are restricted to 155 over here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mine's restricted to 155. Mine couldn't. I don't think mine could do 180.
Yours can't do 155.
Mine can do 155. No worries. I don't think it can do 180. Well, not no worries. It'd probably be up the top there.
You wouldn't want to be doing 155 in your car, would you?
Would I? Yeah, I would, man. I'll tell you what.
I don't think you'd want to be doing it in that car.
Why?
You wouldn't want to get caught.
Well, there's definitely wouldn't want to get caught, but I wouldn't want to drive a car like a Jag, like, unless it was a proper sporty one.
Okay, here we go. Jag corner now. Right? Think about the XJ, right? That thing is like when you wind that up and get it going fast, it's happier going like doing
this. It's the slowing down part that would bother me.
I mean, that's a big issue, right? That's, you know, whatever. But that thing, like, as soon as you get up there, like, and it was the same with the older one I had a 1995. XJ6, and that thing, like, you know, you drive around town, it was nice, right, whatever, but when you got it up to speed, it was so solid. Like, I don't know what magic they weave, but the cruising in that at high speed is just like whatever. And so I don't know, I'll find it, whatever. But yeah, he was driving a C63 AMG top speed. Oh, C63 AMG,
that must have been pretty much as fast as they go.
I think he must must have had tuning then, because it says he can't even do that. I think you'd have to tune it.
Yeah, I say that. They're probably restricted usually.
Yeah, there's that too. Yeah, yeah. So
you're just putting a new chip in your engine,
just like that.
And all of a sudden, it's not restricted.
Most time, you just plug in a thing now and remap the
Bluetooth it.
Pretty much. You can get Bluetooth adapters for the socket. Because it's all standard sockets now to check the engine. You know, when you take them in for the when you got a check engine light, they plug in a, I can't remember what the socket's called.
Yeah, OBD2.
Yeah, and it's pretty much you just plug it in, and then that talks to the whole electronic system, and you can remap the engine, you can take off the restrictions, stuff like that. Pretty simple.
Fucking, I remember I took my Fiesta in because it was running shit at low revs. It was real jerky. Like, second gear.
And
they said, yeah, we did something with the hard drive. It's like, what? It's a fucking Fiesta.
Yeah, nice.
It's like a hard drive. Are you talking? Are you just talking bollocks or what?
Okay, good. Show.
It seems to work better afterwards.
Here we go. Look, here I just found mine. So you just to put this to bed. So the Jaguar, my Jaguar, says here top speed 155. So that's limited, right? 155. Mm. 0 to 65 seconds.
Yeah. So what's your 100 to 0?
That's not too shabby. 100 to 0. Don't know. Wouldn't want to try.
Yeah. Takes a week. Yeah. That's why I'd want to be a sporty car. Is the brakes.
Yeah, you need the Brembos on there or something, right?
Yeah.
Let's talk about some video games.
Nah, fuck that.
Really? We can play Zelda. I was hoping we were going to be quick tonight, but it's doing the same. We've been rambling on.
We've been like an hour and 20 minutes. We haven't even talked about games.
All right, we're going to talk about games. Who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
Go on.
I'll go first. Yeah, yeah. Mine's going to be quick. I've been hammering Elite Dangerous. This week,
last 2 weeks.
Sorry. Yes, I've seen that as well.
I've put, God, how many hours on? I don't know, probably 30-odd, something in the last week and a bit.
Too shabby.
I've been grinding out my...
Anywhere nice, love?
not really. I've been doing my Federation rank. I'm trying to get up to Rear Admiral to get a Corvette, Federation Corvette, like the big capital ship. I don't know why.
The aim of that game is to just progress, isn't it?
Yeah. Ranks. Yeah.
You can do whatever you fucking like, basically, in that game. But
yeah. But I've been playing it on solo, so like, and just having it on and having a very high goal, and being able to pause it and do other shit and watch TV on the other screen as well. Because 99% of the time you're in the game, you're just traveling between systems. Well, I am at the moment, anyway.
How many jumps are you doing in a row?
Actually, my run at the moment is just one or two jumps between them. I'm just doing shipping, and data, courier, and basically, I'm just trying to
missions.
Yeah, I'm just doing the missions. I'm just trying to grind out the rank. I'm up to post captain, which is one below 50% through that. So I was hoping to be on the show tonight and say I've got there and I've bought the ship, but I haven't got enough money to do any of the upgrades.
Yeah,
so
that's the problem.
Yeah, so I'm on 160 million credits.
Nice.
The ship itself costs 183 million credits.
Oof. You don't want to have nothing left, though, do you?
No, and then so to get the upgrades that I want to get it to for combat is another 500 million credits.
Oh my god!
Plus all of the engineering, which is a couple of hundred hours to do that. and then if I do prang it, shall I say, if it does get destroyed, the rebuy from scratch without any upgrades is 10 million credits.
That's the insurance cost.
That's the insurance, yeah.
Excess.
Yeah, yeah. And then fully upgraded, it's like 87 million, the rebuy cost insurance. So, yeah, I've got... So, even when I do get to the rank that I want to in Elite, I think it's Rear Admiral. I've then got to get a good couple of hundred million just in the bank on top of the purchase price to start putting the upgrades that I want to on the ship to grind out more credits to have it how I want it.
Mm.
But I can pause at any time. That's the beauty of it.
Because you're in like a solo.
Because I'm in solo thing. I'm playing it on a controller, my Xbox One controller, which took me a while to remember all the key bindings for.
I feel like I get most of it by muscle memory now. It's been I played it in fucking ages, but I did play it quite a bit for a while.
Can you take that game, take that where you are, your progression? Can you take that online though with other like your
players?
You can just go into an open session, can't you?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, yeah. So it's
then there's all sorts of stuff that's been added to it over the last few years.
Oh yeah, mining's changed, exploration's changed with all of the with all the engineering, the upgrades paths and upgrade abilities, so engineering abilities have changed. You've got the Thargoids, which are the alien bits now. Like there's different things on that. There's they've
have
also
you ever seen in the game.
No, I haven't.
I had a moment when I was like, got it. Interdicted and also whatever, and I was like, usually I can get out of them pretty easy, and this one I was like, this is impossible. I just got pulled out in this fucking great big spaceship come past me. I was like, I'm gonna die. Fucking like, I don't know how to describe, they look like a flower almost. They're like well weird looking things. I was like, right. Oh fuck, it just kind of basically flew past, scanned me and then fucked off, and I was like, thank fuck for that, I thought I was dead.
But, yeah, there's a few different of those. So there's scouts, there's, I can't remember what they're called, but yeah, there's quite a few different now, like different types of them now. And they
did you see the news this week? Was it this week they announced the next expansion?
Yes, I think this happened a couple of times now. I started playing an older game, thinking, oh, you know, just I want to get into it, and then like the sequel or the new game, like on top of it, sort of gets announced. I didn't actually put that in the news.
So it looks as though Odyssey. Players walk on planets now and stuff.
Yeah, so you'll be able to walk around and have guns. Yeah. It's going to be a bit Star Citizen.
Yeah.
I hope there's things to do when you get to that sort of thing.
Yeah.
That's the problem at the minute.
Well, there's two things, isn't there? There's the EVE Online done a first-person shooter expansion side.
That was a completely separate game, wasn't it, I think?
No, it was a separate game, but it used game mechanics and basically the missions and the battles that you did in the game, in that EVE Online first-person shooter game, affected stuff in EVE.
Okay.
Which was a bit weird. Like, I think like the multiplayer matches were like they were actually putting them as skirmishes on planets or in areas. So the outcome of every single online like match affected a different planet or something different in EVE Online. It was quite weird. It was quite sort of revolutionary, really, in that how the two different games affected each other. And I think people in EVE Online, if there was like planets or there was factions in their area where they were, they could support one more. So like in some matches, one team would get an advantage, like they'd have even more players on their team, or they'd have access to different weapons, or there was things that could affect the matches in each way. So I think I looked into it quite a lot. I think I played quite a bit of it as well. But yeah, I'm not sure about this. I think it's, was it EVE Elite
Odyssey?
Yeah.
Odyssey, out next year.
It's not out till next year anyway, so.
Yeah, I'm intrigued.
Yeah, like so whether it's a game or an expansion or I don't know.
The Horizons thing when it first came out was the big thing was you could land on planets, couldn't you, and explore in your rover thing, whatever it's called.
The SRV. Even now it's not much. It doesn't add much.
There's only certain things to do on certain planets, isn't there? Really, like there needs to be. But the thing is, they've fucking simulated the entire galaxy. That's the problem. So it's quite a big place to be. You know, it's almost infinite. Like you'll never see everything there is to see in Elite Dangerous.
No, no. And there's still most of it hasn't been discovered yet.
Yeah, it's just ridiculous. It's just impossible because unless every single person on the planet was playing it, I don't think it is possible to see everything in that game.
No.
And they'd all have to go in different directions. It's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah. So, but yeah, so that's what I've been sort of mainly doing this week. I know you guys said about playing Valorant. Is that how you say it?
Yeah, I downloaded it, but I
downloaded it. I think I tried to start it and it said, "Oh, your PC's got to be rebooted." And I was like, "Oh, sod that."
Yeah, you need to basically because the anti-cheat software is loaded on your boot, so it's constantly running. If it's not running, you need to reboot your PC. Like if you can close it. But if you then want to play Valorant, you have to reboot your PC before you play. Because it runs at like kernel level, so it's supposedly better for getting rid of the cheaters. But
a lot of people complain. I heard murmurings that people didn't like that about it.
People don't like shit like that, generally.
No.
So
saying that now has just made me go, okay.
Yeah. it's a bit extreme in terms of the access it requires.
I suppose, you know, if it does stop 100% of the cheaters, which it definitely won't, but if it did...
No, it won't. It won't stop 100% because people will work a way around it. But
yeah.
But, you know what? I'm sure some geekier people than me will have figured out whether this thing should die in a fire or if I just ignore it until I hear otherwise, I'll just...
I have not noticed it impacting me at all in general use of my PC. So,
speaking of anti-cheat, I mean, a friend of the show, Matt, he's having a fucking nightmare with PUBG. Every time he starts it, he says the battle eye just grinds his PC to a halt. Now, the big gag, of course, is Matt and his PC because I think that thing's... you know what? There's things he's not...
It's not that slow, though. It's an i7.
Yeah, he just struggles, though, right? Loading stuff up. It takes ages and stuff. So he's obviously gummed it up with either... It's porn, probably, isn't it? Or something. Who knows? He needs an SSD, that's for sure.
See, I don't know. I run virtually nothing off an SSD games-wise. My Windows runs on the SSD. I don't know what games I've got, if any, are on my actual SSD. I don't have a problem running PUBG, other than I don't want to play it, so I don't run it. But...
Yeah, you're right. So I don't know what his issues are there. Like, so... Actually, you're saying that because he's like, God, it's going all nerdy again. This is probably just a conversation we should have on the side. But he's got a decent spec from 3 years ago, i7 and all, whatever he's got in there. He shouldn't be having the problems he's having.
No.
Something's not right. Anyway.
No, we need to have a go on this Valorant, though. It does look good. And like I said, I did play a little bit, but I felt like I wanted to play with people I knew rather than randos who are shouting at me for being shit.
you want people that you know shouting at you for
I don't mind if you lot are shouting at me for being shit. It's funny then. But if somebody is really getting arsy with you, you're like, oh, I'm sorry, I don't know what I'm fucking doing. I'm still learning. Sorry. I've played 3 games and I haven't got a fucking clue what's going on.
Yeah, well, we'll hopefully get everyone together and get a team, right? That'd be a laugh.
Teams of 5, isn't it? 5v5. So, but three of you is enough to like, I'd say, to get, you know, at least if us three was communicating, it might be a bit better. But, or funny, at least. But
we'll try and get to that, because, like I said, I've downloaded it. Might as well try it.
Yeah.
Let us know when you got it, Dave.
We'll do.
Yeah, or did you say you downloaded
it? I've got it. I haven't loaded it yet. So.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know if there's any tutorial or anything, really. They probably did it or something.
It sounds like there's lots to get your teeth into. Anyway, about a game we haven't even played.
Yes.
Well done. We're breaking the mold for game podcasting here. that's Dave's list, I think.
That's me. That's it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's been Elite Dangerous all week.
Yeah, Neil.
Pretty much.
I'll go and then Neil, you go because we've got some.
Yeah, we've got a bit of crossover there. So.
Yeah, so I've only got a few things, but one of them that isn't a crossover, Ace Combat 7. I actually, this is on Game Pass. I loaded this up on my Xbox. I think this is a great game to have ready to play on the Xbox. Sit down, load up anybody who doesn't know what Ace Combat is, it's basically fighter jet, right?
It's afterburner for the current generation.
Right. Yeah. Freely afterburner.
Yeah. So I rented it before. I think sitting down and just playing this game, it doesn't interest me. I don't want to do...
It's got some stupid story, isn't it? Anime kind of story. Something going on.
Yeah, I'm just trying to... basically, it's Capcom. It's almost Konami, like Metal Gear Solid-like, and it's like really, really, really well-made. Like, when they're doing elements of, like, telling you what the battles are and the backstories and you know, they'll be talking about this country invaded this country, and it's all made up, and it's none of its, you know, real names or anything. So they've invented this whole universe, and then there's beeps and bloops of menus coming up and things like that. It's really, really cool, right? Like a Kojima game, when you play like a Metal Gear Solid and all his menus and stuff like that, they're all like really cool and everything's really well done. And then it's just got this element of just that Japanese wackiness, craziness that just suddenly comes in, which you go, what are they doing? Like, that is just completely weird, right? And I can't think of a specific episode of it right now. But apparently there's this one bit coming up in the story where like the two people are chatting together. And then in the bottom, you must have heard about this, is like the dog, right? The dog is a really bad enlarged pixelated JPEG dog picture. And so everything is done to the like normal style of the game and is really like really well made and proper cutting edge graphics. And then the dog she has is just this really shittily like almost like clip art dog, right? You know, whatever. So it's a massive thing. And I'm just like, what the fuck? Right? And I think what's funny is that's the reason I'm playing this game. I just want to see that. I just want to see it. Just go, what? Really? It's bonkers. Bonkers. But it's a really good flying game too. Like, I don't want to play it all the time, but it's definitely like, I played a few of the levels and I was like, you know, taking my time and flying around and going, yeah, I can do this, you know, whatever. And then I played the third one and got my ass kicked, right? I'm like, ooh, hang on a second. Okay, it's not as easy as I thought. But I don't want to grind it. I can't be bothered to grind. Like, each mission is quite long. Like, at least, I think it was 10 minutes of flying around, right? Which doesn't, is that long? Feels it.
Well, can be.
But I feel like I can just pick up and play it now, right? So if I am in the mood, it's like, well, I got nothing better to do. I could watch an episode of Space Force, or I could go fly an F-14 Tomcat for 10 or 15 minutes. Right? So it's pretty cool. Pretty cool.
I always struggle with, like, the controls for jet games. Like, I had a big stick, like old school, joystick, and a throttle control, I'll probably be all right. But I always get, my brain fucking goes a bit stupid with, it depends how it's set up for throttle and your flight. And whether, sometimes my right thumb wants to be the one that is my pitch and whatever and where I'm going. And sometimes my left thumb wants to do that. And I kind of have this weird, like, I can't quite control what I want to do.
Yeah, I feel like this borders way more towards arcadey than sim. So, you know, the joystick is pretty straightforward, like your left and right triggers are your thrust and brake, and then, you know, your left, your bank left, your right, your bank right, and then,
but you're using your left stick to
left stick up and down, up and down, left and right or whatever like that, and then your right stick is, what was the right stick in? Your right stick is, I can't remember anyway. Your right stick is you're moving your crosshairs.
Oh, I see that. Oh, I can see this going bad already.
Right. Yeah, and I see what you're saying. And I was sort of a little bit the same. But of course, if I can just keep playing it, I'll get better. And it'll be second nature. And then we don't have to worry about it, right? But it's not super, super complicated. So I definitely really want, I think a really good stoner game, right, as well. Like, just sit down, just go fly a fighter jet for a while. Actually, most games are good stoner games. I don't know what I'm talking about.
I used to love proper flight sims, like on my Commodore 64.
Dude, I'm not lying.
All the way back then.
I'm not lying when I say I'm getting excited about Microsoft Flight Simulator coming out.
It's going to be Game Pass. That's the only reason I'm kind of interested in it. Because I'm like, if I play a flight simulator, I want to shoot shit. usually.
Oh, do you? So, okay. Right.
Yeah. Oh, the other thing that intrigues me, well, intrigues me, fascinates me almost, is like just how realistic that game looks from what we've seen so far.
Dude, we're just all going to get jets. We're all going to get 737s or whatever.
We'll do like formation flying with our jumbo.
Like New York to London and just be in the sky for 8 hours chatting away to each other.
That is not going to happen, I can tell you now.
For 8 hours. It's going to be like, it's going to be that same level. Have you played like a train simulator or like, I played train simulator for a while. Yeah, I haven't. And I played train simulator for a while. And at first I was like, this is neat, you know, train and do this. Start this or whatever like that, and then you get going and you realize then that you've got 4 hours of just looking straight.
I'm just not doing anything. I've got Euro Truck Simulator, I think. I haven't actually played it. I've never played it, but I own it.
There's something zen.
Some people really get into those games.
Oh yeah, for sure. I remember old Darren from Midlife Gamer when he got into Train Simulator. He bought the full on.
Did he get like a train controller pack? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So into it. Yeah. Like people love it, right?
And the DLC is ridiculous for that as well.
Yeah.
There's thousands of DLC packs for like, you know, a couple of quid each. But it all adds up. And, yeah. You know,
that's
some
all
of them
DLCs are cut. $3,000.
Like, yeah. Whoops. Yeah.
Yeah. The interesting thing will be like, I'll get Microsoft Flight Simulator. It's like, how easy will it actually be to fly a plane? Like, I keep forgetting that. You're not just going to get in and be able to fly. Like, you're literally flying a plane. Because I bought
practically fly themselves these days. What the hell are you talking about?
See, because I bought this game called DCS Black Shark, which is a helicopter flight. Yeah, that's the helicopter flight simulator. I think they did a Warthog one or something like that.
DCS is like you can just buy like different aircraft, can't you?
Yes,
like, it's just DLC is an aircraft.
Yeah, so. Like everything is on. All the effort is into the aircraft. Anyway, and so I bought DCS Black Shark, which was I think like an attack helicopter. And I downloaded God knows how many pages of documents and printed them off or whatever. And I played that game for I gave it some solid hours over the course of a week. And I never was able to lift off. I was never
even take off.
I think I took off. I did not stay in the air for very long. Full on, like, yeah. So I don't know. I that's probably
DCS,
why.
DCS apparently excellent in VR. That's what I've heard.
Yeah, well, especially that's what that game needed. Like the biggest problem I had with that was that, like in a helicopter, you need to look around the cockpit, right? Mm. That's what VR is perfect for. Like I couldn't see the controls. You just didn't feel like you knew that there were thousands of controls there that you needed to use, but it was really difficult to suddenly look to the left and suddenly look to the right. And you want to be able to look out the window, and the VR is perfect for that. Perfect. I did look at building head tracking software. Like there was sort of like this hack for using a Wii bar sensor and stuff like that. And
it's not going to work well, is it?
Really? I don't know.
You strap in Wiimotes to each side of your head or something.
People were doing it, but so anyway, so that's Ace Combat 7 and the World of Flying. Minecraft Dungeons, I started.
How far did you get?
First level, really.
I might have done two.
Yeah.
It's all right.
Yeah, it's all right.
I think it'd be better with co-op.
I played it with my kid.
Yeah.
Which one? Which one did I play it with? I can't remember. I think it was Stan. Yeah, I think it was both, actually. It was all right. Just
can you have more than two?
Yeah, I think you can have three.
All right. So that sounds interesting. More interesting.
Yeah, but if it's not interesting, like it, I don't know. It's pretty basic. Is it pretty basic, do you think?
I don't know. There seems depth there, definitely, like with your unlocks and your elementals that you can stick on each of your weapons and stuff like that.
It's too easy. That's the problem I've had with it. Like, I just...
Yeah.
You only played one level.
Well, I still do not expect to not even... I didn't even think about I was in danger when I was running through any of that.
I don't think you are. I think it does get a bit harder. from what I've heard.
All right, okay. Well, I haven't played much of it, then I'll go play more.
Yeah. I've downloaded it. One of my Game Pass quests is usual, like, use your Game Pass app on your phone to download games to your Xbox. So I've downloaded Minecraft Dungeons on my PC and both my Xboxes. Yeah. So at some point, I should probably go back and have a go. I was tempted to have a little blast. But
probably being a bit remiss and just explaining what it is. How professional are we? We should explain what the game is.
Well, people probably know. It's this Diablo Minecraft, isn't it?
Yeah,
so.
yeah, pretty much.
You can't change the viewpoint is a kind of annoying, isn't it?
I think the thing is, like, it's not Minecraft, but it is Minecraft, if you know what I mean. Like, it's
nothing, it looks Minecraft. It is isometric.
Nothing to do with playing Minecraft, though.
No.
So it's Minecraft style.
There's no crafting and really no mining either.
Yeah, there's no, well, none that I found anyway in my first level, so to hack and slash through.
It feels nice. The bow and arrow feels pretty cool to shoot and stuff. So.
I didn't think the sword felt that good, though, to be honest. I felt like I was not hitting people, but hitting them. It was weird.
I don't know. Yeah, I upgraded mine. I don't know if it really felt much, but the bow and arrows is pretty good.
Yeah, it's true.
It's quite quick to use and stuff.
Yeah. Anyway, I mean, it looks, whatever. I'm not rubbishing it. It's whatever. It's Minecraft Dungeons. I think that's what it's going to end up being. And we both played For the King as well.
Yeah. So I watched you play it first.
Yeah. So Neil came in while I was playing a game with Claude and Matt. And For the King, it's like, it's a rogue-like.
It's just a mishmash of about five bloody game types, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is this on Game Pass as well?
It is on Game Pass. It was given away free on Epic at one point.
That's why I have it, yeah.
Oh, right.
And it's not particularly expensive, I don't think, anyway. But yeah, the interesting thing was when I did get to play it, I was playing the Game Pass version and Matt was playing the Steam version. So, and we could, I set up a server, he joined my server. So it's got cross-platform play across the PC. I don't think you can play Xbox because it's on Xbox. You can't play Xbox with it and PC people together. But all the PC versions appear to talk to each other wherever you own it.
Yeah, I hadn't really thought about what kind of game it was. I hadn't even thought about it, actually. I enjoyed, I played for a couple of hours. We got quite a way through one of the campaigns. So it's roguelike, and every campaign is going to be different. And you basically have a huge board with hexagons all over it. That's your world map. And the team of three that we had, you can all move separately around that map and go do and in each hexagon, there's stuff, right? Or there might not be anything, but in the hexagon next door, there might be one enemy. So you can go take on that enemy if you think you're hard enough, go and have a go, right? And if your friends are close enough, there's an certain amount of area where you pull them in to fight with you. And if they're not,
depends what class they are, doesn't it? I think how far.
Yeah, and so if they're too far away and they can't get to you, then you go in without them. And so in all your battles are pretty much, if you're really into your, I would say if you're really into your Final Fantasy RPG the type of battles, like where your three heroes go in against someone and you've got different classes and moves and spells or whatever to use, it's sort of like that. Although
I think you get more as you go through, and if you survive, you will unlock more abilities, don't you, as well? Or you can buy more abilities depending
you
on
can
what
buy,
you've got.
Like the, yeah, when we were playing, we were hoarding money, and Matt was very, Matt's all over this. He's sussed this game out. He's loving the depth of the mechanics with it. So like every time we won a battle, he'd be like, whoever picked up money there has got to give it to Claude, because Claude's wearing the T-shirt of wealthness or whatever. It gives him a plus 10% boost on all cash he picks up, right? And Fraser, you take these because these boots give you a plus 5 on your speed and you're slow naturally or whatever like that. And there's tons of that, of it, right? And because every time you have a battle, you pick up a new piece of equipment or there's new whatever. So it's super deep. And I'm glad I had someone to play it with who knew what they were doing.
Yeah. Yeah, totally.
Like, it's pretty hardcore, but I definitely really thought that was cool.
Yeah. It's, you know, like, your battles is turn-based, isn't it? So you'll get an attack, but it's like, you know, your Chimera Squad you were playing, Dave, where you get, you've got the turns are shown above, like there's the order in which people are taking their turns.
Yes.
At the top of the screen on For the King. I don't know how where it is on Chimera Squad. So that's how you know. Like, you can target, there's usually 3 versus 3 or whatever, isn't it? Well, the ones I went, like, was 3 heroes, us 3 in a clerk, and then there was 3 enemies, and like you could
basically
like look at the order of the turns and say, yeah, this enemy is going to get a go before the others. So if I attack him or her, then manage to do enough damage, that one's not even going to get a go. And then I look along the line to the next one, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And it's all about chances of, you roll dice, don't you? Well, roll a dice, inverted commas. You get, it'll be like, sort of the mechanic of the battle is you, like, depending on the sort of difficulty of your move that you're trying to fulfill, you'll be like, have 3 or 4 dice rolls or whatever. And if you get them, if you get them all, then you're going to probably do extra damage. And if you only get 2 out of the 3, then you won't do as much damage and that sort of thing.
Yeah. There's lots of percentages tied to everything. Yeah. So,
it's very,
you're going to pick a lock,
complicated.
Or like, you know, it's like, you know, and then you also have like, what do they call it? There's something else. There was like a little thing where you like, you have stars or whatever that come up against your name. I can't even, Fortune. Was it Fortune? And like, you can boost your percentage stats. Like suddenly
focus. So you could use focus. You had 3 focus, didn't you? Or something. Well, unless you could upgrade it and you could have more than that, but you could basically improve your chances or
by adding focus.
If you used enough focus, you could basically guarantee that you would do something. But yeah, once you used your focus, then it was done, and you'd have to go somewhere to, or get a boon or whatever to get it back, didn't you?
Yeah.
Or go to a shop, or go to a town and rest. Yeah,
I had a character who had a percentage chance of randomly getting that regenerated. So I became the focus user. Like, if there was any time when using focus might help us, I was the one who's used mine, because I was probably going to regenerate. It's anyway. You know what I mean? Like, you could. Yeah, there's tons of stuff there. It's really good.
Yeah, very deep. Oh. It's on Xbox Game Pass. It's on the Xbox, on the PC.
I would go PC, though, so we could play together.
Yeah.
The 3 of us could go in and do a campaign. We'd probably be around the same level, like figuring it out. Like, Matt's miles ahead of us now.
Right.
Yeah, Matt was almost like, you need to do this. I was like, okay, I'll just do that.
Yeah. And every so, like, that's when I played with him, and every so often I'd chime in with that. Well, I think about this, and I think it was 40 minutes into the game where I came out with a suggestion, and it was like, oh yeah, that's a good idea, Fred. Yeah, we should do that. It's
like, yeah, well, like the first thing I said that he was like, yeah, but maybe do that then, was when I noticed, I was like, oh, look, so if I attack this one, then you get a go before he attacks, maybe we can kill him before he gets a go. He was like, yeah.
You can't keep an eye on everything. Like, there's so much.
There's a lot going on. It's good. Yeah. And it's kind of pretty nice looking. It's kind of cute.
So we didn't. It's not... Yeah, it's all cute. It's a bit cutesy, you know, whatever. But, you know, it's not. It's pretty well done. It's very well done. I like some of the animations.
It plays less cute than it looks, definitely. It's very complicated. Cute. Deep.
It's just cartoony, whatever. But. Yeah, it's cool. We played a campaign, and I think we played a good hour or so, a couple of hours maybe, and we didn't get anywhere near finishing, and we weren't in trouble. So I'm hoping Matt's got that saved and we can go back to it.
Yeah, I started a server with Matt, so if I can just carry it on, I assume. But only me and Matt then can join that game, I guess. I don't know.
I'm not sure how that works. So yeah, go get on that, Dave. Check it out.
Sounds good.
About that, because I was going to play it on Sunday, and then my world went to shit. So it got put in the back burner. So it's, yeah, that's cool. Yeah, what else you got, Neil? I'm done. That's me.
Yeah, so I started playing another Game Pass game called Age of Wonders Planetfall, which is, I think I'm just a bit too thick. One of these 4X-y type games, like it's sort of bit like For the King. You're on a hex map. The maps are way bigger, and there's just a lot going on.
Hey, there's only room for one of those games in your life at any time. Been Planetfall, man. For the King's where it's at right now for us.
Yeah, it's a nice looking game. It plays really well. There's tons of depth to it. There's like you're researching stuff at the same time. It's sort of like Civ 6, you know. You've got stuff going on in about, you're trying to spin plates in about fucking 10 different fucking things all at the same time. You've got like the usual like diplomacy. You're
kidding me. He's just texting
stuff.
Dave just said he's gone for a piss break. This is exactly up his alley. No, you must
have been. Maybe I'll talk about Ori 2 then. Well, quickly, I did say I'll move away from Age of Wonders because he'd be interested in this game.
He would be. Anyway, there can't be much Ori 2 chat, surely. You talk about this all the time.
No, I like Modern Warfare campaign. Carried on playing that in fits and starts. It's not really capturing me.
Sorry, like say again. I broke up.
Like, I don't know, maybe. Modern Warfare, the campaign. So I'm played for a bit more every now and again. And I'll hit it for a couple of hours and then don't play it for 2 weeks. So it's really not grabbed me. Like I said, when the old days, I used to get a Call of Duty game, play through the campaign, do nothing but play the campaign, and then before you even did anything else. But yeah, it's very, you know,
it's polished, not people, is it? You're not fighting people. That's the problem.
Well, you are. It's like, I just did the bit with when you're a player. You're jumping around like you used to, but played as a kid, running around the house trying to get away from the dog, bad man. And I don't know. That was the last thing I did. It's weird. But, and then Ori 2, it's a very good game.
That's beautiful.
Still playing that?
Last time. Yeah, but the problem is, I left it for so long and I went back to it. And I was like, I don't know what I'm fucking doing anymore. I don't know where to go, what I should be doing. And then you look at a walkthrough and it's like, do this, do that, do that. I'm like, I don't even remember if I've done that. I don't know. I can't remember. So I don't want to start it again because I've done quite a lot of it. But I don't know where I need to go next to sort of make progress.
Think about something like that, Ori. Certainly with like Ori was one of those games where I found it an absolute joy to run around in that game. Like I never felt like I was being pulled through by the game. Do you know what I mean? I just loved it. I just loved playing it. And if you're not up for some Ori, right? Like if you are totally up for some Ori, like, yeah, I want to jump around and, you know, because like you're boinging around that map all the time. Yeah. He controls so well and there's jumping around and fighting things and whatever. If you're up for doing that, it's not a chore going to the other end of the map and go fight. Because like if you're really into it, you go to the other end of the map and just to find some orb that you know is over there, right? It takes you an hour to get there, but you don't care. So it just sounds like you're not.
I'm not time warping. I've got warp spots, so I can zip around to certain points of the map instantly.
Yeah.
I don't know if that was in the first game or not, but I just got to a point now. Like, I've got these quests. It tells me what I need to do. Sort of tells me what I need to do, but doesn't tell you anything. It's like so and so needs a hat or whatever, and I'm like, oh fucking! Or look for a place in this area of the map with a shovel, and I'm like, I haven't seen a fucking shovel in that area of the map. And so I've unlocked loads of abilities, but I don't know which ones I need to do the next thing. If you know what I mean? There's loads of different things I've got potentially to do, but what can I actually do with the abilities that I've got? So because I've not been playing it solidly and just like leaving it for a while and then going back to it and going, I can't actually remember what I was doing, that I'm finding it a bit difficult.
A ball ache.
I don't know about it, because like you say, the moment-to-moment game play is very good. And I enjoy when I'm playing it, apart from the fact, like, I don't know what I'm fucking supposed to be doing right now.
Yeah.
And there's a couple of things, like, I forget the abilities that I've got, almost, and then go, like, really think, use this ability. I'm like, oh, yeah, I fucking completely forgot that I could do that. But there's a thing I've got, like, I don't know, I can't remember the names. I think it's... And a lot of them sound the same, which is another thing. I think there's a burst, which is where I shoot like a thing out. And if I get near it, I can like blast off it or burst off it. I can't remember. Yeah, blast and burst. There's fucking loads of things that sound the same. I don't know which ones are actually useful. I've unlocked almost all my abilities. But sometimes there's a bit where I've got this, the feather that I can kind of float on an updraft. So I go up with this updraft and I shoot a thing up. To try it, because I can only go so far on the draft, and I only need to go this little bit further, it looks like, to get to the next platform. So I shoot something up, and while I'm shooting, I'm obviously falling. So then I'm like, triple jump on, so I can triple jump up, and I should be able to burst off this thing that I've shot up, but it doesn't fucking work for some reason at this moment in time. Am I missing it up the timing, or it just doesn't appear to fucking work in this situation? I'm like, maybe I just fucking can't get up this place at this one particular time, and I need to do something else, fucking probably on the other side of the map at this moment in time, to progress. Oh. So it's frustrating, but it's my fault.
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah, if I'd have just played it and played it and played it, like I tend to usually do with these games, then I'd probably be all right, but I'm a bit at a loss at the moment as to what to actually focus on. But, yeah, I'll probably carry on and try that. Because I feel like I've invested enough time and I'm quite a long way in. So I don't know if I'm not how far I am from completing it. But I need one more wisp to get to this. Because I got all the way to this point on the map. It said, and then it was like, yeah, you need 3 wisps. And I was like, oh, for fuck's sake, I've only got 2. So now I was like, I'm just going to find the other one. And using all the different abilities, jumping off this, jumping off that, floating and blah, 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 and all the platforming to get to this point. And then when I got there, I was like, I can't actually do the thing. I was like, oh, fuck's it. So, like I say, my fault, because I'm not doing it probably in the order I should be doing it. But it's a bit frustrating.
Yeah.
It could do with better signposting. Like, you need to do this now. Would be good, like when you've not played for a week, like you do, like like last week on 24 or whatever.
Yeah, recap,
little recap of what you were doing. So anyway, Dave buggered off for a pee, so we're talking about Age of Wonders, and this is the Dave game. This is the Dave game.
Oh, okay.
So, I don't know, have you still got Game Pass?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, so you might want to have a look at this. This is, like I say, it's a Civ 6 4X. But tons and tons. This is a sort of game you could play probably for thousands of hours, because there's just like there's a sort of a campaign mode, and then there's just like this free play mode where you can just like you can start like a new planet, as it were, and you can set up all of the different options, like amount of enemies and whatnot. God knows what.
Tons of the size and effect.
Yeah, you can basically customize the game to what you want to do.
Okay.
And so the overall map, I did the tutorial and I kicked a bit of ass in the tutorial and then explored the entire map and couldn't find anything else to do in the tutorial, but at no point did it say, you've basically finished the fucking tutorial. So I just started a new game.
Again, I've seen a pattern developing here.
It's almost like I haven't got a fucking clue what I'm doing when I play games. So I started a new. I fucking can't remember what the options was. There's not. It's not. It doesn't say campaign. There's a new planet, and then and maybe it is campaign, but whatever. So there's a story type of a mode which I'm started, and I've won the first non-tutorial one. And like the next two, I could do two or three, and then the next two or three, or whatever, was all locked. So obviously, I have to progress through these to unlock. So the overworld, you've got but you land on the planet basically, and that's your base, and then you'll have your main hero will have his one unit, and then he'll have like an army with him, or yeah, with him at the moment, of like five other units, and each unit is not necessarily one actual unit on the battlefield. It could be three, could be one, could be whatever, depending on what they are. So I've got, say, three soldiers in one unit, three different type of soldiers with different abilities in one unit, and then there's like an aerial unit, which is one actual unit, and stuff like that. So, and each unit has different abilities. This is purely the combat part of it. So that you'll move your army as a whole around the map, and each an army will have so many move points, so you can go so far. A bit like, you know, when you're playing Civ, you've got your sort of scout who'll fuck off and have a look around the map. You can send one unit off, just click on auto explore, and it'll just fucking trek around the map. Might get fucking killed off by some faction or whatever, or generally it just fucks and unlocks, like, what you call it, the fog of war type of thing, so that you can unlock, you can see what's actually on the overworld map everywhere by the time this thing's fucked off and explored everywhere. And then you can use your actual army moves, units to move around. You're taking over colonies, you're interacting with other factions. There's a lot going on. And then you've got to try and manage all your resources. So each, as you expand your colony via adjacent sort of areas, there'll be like I say, there's hexes, and so many hexes will make up an area. If you get to like the sort of center of that area, you can claim it as, or put a claim on it. And once your colony, your main base colony, has enough population, it can expand and you can take over that area. Takes a long time to do all of this stuff, and there's like energy resources, some random weird resource called cosmite, there's food resources, I don't know, there's five or six things you kind of trying to keep an eye on to keep things ticking over. There's happiness, so if everyone gets fucking pissed off, your morale goes down in your armies, and all, and it's just like there's a fucking shitload going on.
So I'm curious, because I never played any Age of Wonders. I mean,
this is the only one I've ever played. So,
Dave, have you played any of them before?
I think I played one like a long time ago, but I don't really remember it.
Because I'm just trying to see. I'm actually, and no offense, but I'm more interested in actually the series itself. So this goes back to 1999, I think the first one came out. So. Yeah, so this is the first one in space, right?
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah, so you can, like, obviously, if you, the things that have happened to me, like, I'll be just playing along at my one faction, and all of a sudden it'll be like, a hero wants to join you, so you'll get this new class with loads of new abilities, and then I'm like, shit, I suppose I better give him some backup then, create a new, build some new, like, units to try and attach to this guy, and then they all travel around as an army, so he doesn't get completely fucking screwed over by one as his own. There's just so much, there's a lot going on. It's good, but I don't know how many hours I've played of it. Still, there's just so much to like. I don't know if I can learn all of this stuff. It's not.
There's only so much learning you can do.
Yeah, my brain's a bit old, and it's not a sponge like it used to be. Kind of things tend to bounce off it nowadays rather than fucking absorb.
More springy than spongy.
But it's definitely, it looks like it could be a good one of these games. And I'll probably play a bit more. It's kind of one of them things, like, I just, like, I don't really feel like playing too much. Like, there's no stress of time on these games. Like, yeah, I can sit there and just look at it and go, what am I doing?
What did we say that one we were playing was called? For the King? There's no time limit on the battles, which was good, so we could just chill out.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, you can talk about your strategy and all that sort of shit while you're going, isn't it? That was the thing about For the King that was kind of cool is this whole co-op part of it. It's like a solo game. You could quite happily play that on your own, couldn't you?
Yeah.
You would normally play that type of game on your own and manage everything and be quite manageable. Because, you know, you go into a battle, there's three of you, whatever. Easy. You can move three characters around the map on your own quite happily. But when you're playing co-op, it adds this new dimension to the whole thing where you're actually talking about what the three of you are going to do, or two of you, or whatever. So that game is actually very cool. It's like a new... I've never really played a game co-op like that. Age of Wonders, Planetfall. You might want to have a look at it if you've got a Game Pass.
If you're up for it, full on.
It's pretty full on.
4X turn-based strategy. I never heard that expression 4X before.
Yeah, 4X, yeah.
What do they call it? Explore, expand, or something? Something else. Can't remember. So all the X's.
Yeah, all the X's.
Or expand, exploit, exterminate.
That's it, yeah. I think I've seen this. I think I saw it and thought it looked a bit like Civilization. 5 or 6.
Well, this is spacey sci-fi, so
right.
It's more like, I don't know, I've never played Beyond Earth, Civ, but there's a hell of a lot going on, like I say, of stuff, and I'm not sure my tiny little brain can cope at all. But I kind of enjoy it because I feel like I'm doing different things than I normally would. So from that point of view, it's good. But at the same time, I'm like, oh, fucking, there's too much going on. I don't know what I'm doing.
No.
Cool. All right. Well, look, that sounds like we've done games. Race through the news and get her done.
Not just the news.
The half-assed news.
Yeah. This is the quickly cobbled together...
Neil didn't gaming. Fucking fill out the news this week.
Dave's news.
Sim Refinery. Okay. I'd never heard of this game before. Apparently it's a long lost oil sim game from Maxis and another company, Chevron.
Chevron's a massive oil company, right?
Okay. Came projected. Prototype presented by Chevron and Maxis. It's Maxis playable.
I've heard of.
Yeah, Maxis done all the Sim games, just well, up until Sim City, the re-release, and then they got disbanded because it didn't go down very well. It's playable in a website browser.
Yeah. Free. I think it's pretty old, isn't it?
It's massive. Yeah, it's way old.
From what I understand, is Maxis built it for Chevron as like a simulator for the oil industry. So
like a training.
Yeah. So basically, what people were saying is, you know, you can go play it in your browser. Feel free, go ahead, look at it. It's a piece of video game history, right? But it's fucking in depth of like really running like a refinery.
No. Well, oh, okay.
So it's they basically said it's not fun.
I like the old Sim games. I spent about 8 hours setting up a emulated Windows 98 machine to play Sim Golf.
Okay.
On my old PC. And I only played it for about a half hour, but I spent so, like, I loved getting it, running it, and seeing the old game and going, yeah, this is a really bad game. But I just like, I don't know, I like seeing like and just experiencing the nostalgia of some of these older, like 2D or isometric games that are really in depth. There's a lot to them, but they're not very engaging.
Do you remember having to run EMM386.exe on your PC to make a fucking game work?
Yeah, that was a DOS. Mouse driver or something. Yeah, yeah. Well, I love all that. I love doing that. But yeah, and I have had a quick look at this in Refinery, and it's a really good look at an old game, and then you look at it and go, I think this one is particularly bad. But
yeah,
well, I just think it's a nice thing as well. You know, there is this thing that's saving all this stuff.
Yeah, and the fact that it's there, like, it was interesting to read it because, sorry, Neil, I got to tell you something, but I actually read Dave's news because I was here on my own for a little while. So first time ever I read the news, but it was Dave's news I read this week.
Fine, Dave's on news from now on.
No!
They were saying they knew of it, but they managed to track down some guy who had a copy on his PC who used to work for one of the oil companies.
Oh, wow.
And then they uploaded it to the Internet Archive, and then someone made the browser version or whatever. So I find that really interesting, right? The fact that people are, I love that side of just keeping history alive, right? You know, and for us, like, been into video games all our lives, you know, this is, you know, there's a lot of, like, going back, everyone on my Facebook is posting what their favorite music in the 80s or 90s or whatever, their top 10 albums. Well, you know, that video games is like that for a lot of us, right? It goes back that far, and it's just, you know, you want to go back. Even if you just go back, like you say, Dave, go back, see it, realize just how shit old.
Look, what, how am I still playing games? They used to be so shit. Why was I even interested?
And it's a nice little tickle, right, of nostalgia, right, which we don't mind. I guess maybe it's something cool. Have you ever watched do you ever watch on YouTube LGR?
No.
Okay. All right, you need to get onto YouTube and watch LGR. He basically is really easy to watch and loves his old hardware and stuff like that. And like, what, I'll just give you an example of what I was thinking about. Was there was one he did the other day, or the other day, whenever it was, where, say it was this year or last year, he did it. He went and searched out all the components that he couldn't afford to build his golden PC he wanted back in like 1995 or something like that.
Oh, okay, right.
Where it cost like as much as a car.
Yeah, yeah.
Now he's gone back and sourced all the parts. He got them for like, you know, next to nothing, and he's built the ultimate PC that he wanted at the time.
Like I can't believe any of that actually works.
Yeah, like any of us, like, now would want, you know what, you know, 2080 Ti.
Yeah.
1 megabyte of RAM. Fucking hell, steady on.
I think you'd have to go skip hunting for a lot of that. Like,
I don't know. I mean, I guess he goes through. He's got a really good video going down to this PC warehouse in Texas that was getting liquidated, and it was massive with tons and tons and tons of stuff from the last 30 to 40 years of PCs. It's fascinating, right? Just fascinating.
Yeah, yeah.
And that nostalgia is just really cool. Plus, he really makes sure the machines are like tidy, like really nice. Like,
yeah, okay. Does he get all the floppy disks? Original floppy disks to install the operating system?
Yeah, he probably has that, you know, so. Yeah.
Cool. So that was the first bit of news. Second bit. So there's some EA games coming onto Steam.
Today, wasn't it?
Today. So Dragon Age Inquisition, Need for Speed, Crysis 3, Unravel.
Is that an EA game?
Not sure.
Was that EA?
What was that anyway?
Command and Conquer.
Command and Conquer. Yeah, yeah. Beginning tomorrow with Command and Conquer Remastered Collection, which have mod support through Steam Workshop. So, yeah, I'm not sure why they've done this, I guess.
I guess in there money. Probably want more money.
Yeah. I guess Origin isn't sort of the platform.
It's not their latest and in quotes greatest, is it? It's stuff that's not new.
Yeah.
I guess it's just a not as popular platform that people are using.
Yeah, it's just another place for them to sell old shit games.
Yeah.
Well, CNC Remastered apparently is quite good.
I know. That was pretty off the cuff, and I felt like I shouldn't have said that. So I was
Dragon Age 2, it's like £9. $10, 50% off. So a lot of these games have got quite a large percentage price knockoffs as well.
It's because they're shit.
That's because
yeah, I think they're old is the main thing.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
But the thing that they said is that EA Access is coming to Steam. By the look of it,
is anyone going to go drop £18 on Dragon Age 2 now? No PC player is, are they? Every PC
they've probably got it already, haven't you?
Yeah, exactly. Mm. So I think that's just the thing.
Right? I've got Dragon Age on Steam from God knows where. Not which ones have I got? Dragon Age Origins Ultimate Edition. I picked up as one of the games I first got on Steam, I think, for like £2. Never really fucking. I played it for a bit of, and it's like, this looks shit.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
Games, right? So is it you? How much, you know, we've got a catalog. We got a chance to sell more of them. Unless, you know, can they keep them hostage on Origin and make a difference to people going to Origin? Probably not. So fuck it, go put it on Steam. See if we can get some pennies. And do something
that
makes money, right?
Oh, I wonder if it's just laying the groundwork for them. It's already coming back to Steam. Because I think they used to release, the Origin came up. They used to release their games on Steam.
Yeah.
Like a long time ago now. But Origin, they were like, actually, if we just do it ourselves, we can take all the money and not give Steam anything. So
yeah. Which is okay for their massive titles, but they're missing out on like... users like me who just don't go to Origin, right? It's never going to happen.
I think the EA Access thing, see how that works when it comes to Steam. If it's the full, it doesn't appear to be that, but if it does turn out to be the new, like, what you call that, Premier, where you pay a bit more and you get the latest games, then that might be interesting. Because it's not, as much as the PC's open platform, blah blah blah, it's nice to have like that ecosystem of Steam, like where if you've got friends on Steam, they can see what you're playing and what you're doing and stuff like that. If you want them to, you can obviously make it so that they can't see that. But if you want to be a bit more open, it's nice to have it in the one place so that everyone can see.
Yeah, for
sure. If you want to do that, rather than like, I can see Dave's playing Modern Warfare if Battle.net's open, but if I've got not, haven't got Battle.net open, then I can't see.
The only thing, but the thing that's getting past that now is Discord. Discord's
up
a little bit.
Yeah,
Discord's really where I can see where what everybody's playing. So if they're not on Steam, I can still see they're playing. If they're my Discord friends, so yeah, that's it's interesting.
Yeah. Speaking of Steam, before we move on, that Remnant from the Ashes is on sale. On Steam, 40% off. $18.59.
I haven't got time for that. I recommend
he was,
it.
He was into that.
Yeah, I would. I think the thing is that I would enjoy that game way more with people to play with, dedicated people to play with. I don't know if I can guarantee I'd be dedicated to play it, though. That's the problem. It's cool.
It's That's really not good. Like you.
Isn't it? I'm never going to play Valorant. You know that, right?
You are going to fucking play Valorant because it's good.
All right. Come on, next bit of news.
Next bit of news. This made me chuckle. Sim 4 players are reporting fiery piss.
Yay!
I might be getting one of those in a minute.
Me too. That's why we got to move on.
They've done a massive update for There's an eco lifestyle expansion, and the expansion has apparently made it so when people pee in the toilet, the toilet sets on fire.
Nice.
Which is quite funny. So yeah, my daughter's been playing Sims 4 quite a lot recently.
Has she had the fiery piss glitch?
She hasn't had the fiery piss glitch. Yeah, I'm sure she would. She will let me know if it does. At the moment, she's creating a series of magical vampires. But she murdered one of the children because they didn't have a strong bloodline, and had divorced the father and married somebody else because get a stronger bloodline, magical bloodline. It's just like, oh my god, I'm raising a psychopath. Like, it's just like, I literally just like turn around and just like, why have you walled off that pimple? It's like, oh, but she doesn't. This girl doesn't have a strong bloodline, so I'm drowning her. It's like, oh my god. Yeah, yeah. So she couldn't get out of the swimming pool. I was like, I can do the cheat to kill them off or remove
I'm
them.
Just gonna starve them to death.
And so it's just like, no. It's just like, okay, fine. Play your game. That's fine.
That's classic.
So, and then the last bit of news, PUBG is free on Steam for the weekend. And then it's also 50% off if you want to keep playing.
Yeah, good old PUBG.
I don't think it's ever had a big sale like this before.
Yeah, they've had 50% off a few times.
Have they?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Free weekend is a rare thing.
Free weekend.
Yeah, sure about, yeah.
Mixed reviews, Fraser.
Oh, I'm not surprised. Dude, there is a massive, massive load of people in this PUBG community who are super pissed at the game, who now think it's just done, trashed, over. It's over.
Top positive review. Wodor, one of my friends on Steam, gives it a recommended review comment, meh.
Yeah. 3,000 hours.
Yeah. It's a difficult game to get into.
Yeah, here's the thing, right? For people who, because they've changed it now and introduced the bots, now's a good time to if you struggled with PUBG before, now's a good time to go play some PUBG, you know.
Is there PUBG on the Steam version? Is there bots on the really?
There is now.
Yeah. So it's still hard when you come up against players at the end or in the middle of a fight, but at least you get a chance to stay in the map and run around and like some crap.
Might learn some of the sort of mechanics.
It's just a little bit more friendlier because there's bots to kill and you're not getting killed so quickly. You know, you still can if you land in a spot with another player, but if there's other bots, just a little bit more of a fighting chance, I think, and whatever. I don't know. It's very controversial. Some people are just like, well, it's not the pure game it was. Mm. They do have a ranked mode, which is no bots, definitely no bots. I don't know. Like Matt and I have been playing with Claude. We haven't played with you guys much, but recently we enjoy it. We don't care. We come up against some bots. Sooner or later, we're coming up against real people. So it really doesn't matter. It just means the game's, you feel like you got something a little bit more out of the game, which says something about the level of players we are,
right?
Which laughably you could say, yeah, well, you're shit then, right? Because you know you want to last a bit. Yeah, truth is, I do. I don't mind killing bots. I get quite satisfaction out of getting killed, right? Don't get me wrong. Like I've had some tremendous firefights. You know, we all have, right? Episodes or whatever that are fantastic. You still have the chance to have those in a game anyway, but just on the way, you're going to maybe kill a few bots or whatever. It's just all right.
I think that's what turned me off quite a bit is that the amount of times where it was like play, spend 20 minutes looting, die without seeing a person.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was, or you know, get into a firefight, die, and then just, I don't know, not felt like I'd actually made a decent contribution to.
Yeah, and the interesting thing about that is that we, I think, are playing more meta now, meta games. Is that the right word for it? So, like, I'm really enjoying the season pass. So every time I go into a game, I've got challenges to try and accomplish, which gives me sort of side quests to go and do, like to go off right. and do whatever. And then also, when you play with Matt and Claude, almost every game now we try and play Miramar, and then the goal is to get a glider. And then the glider is a legit strategy now that we've been working on to get us to like the final third of the game unharmed. So
okay.
you avoid like quite a bit of conflict until you get, and the thing is, you can still get shot down in the glider or whatever,
yeah.
you know, or land on the ground and you got to fight for your life. I mean, that's what Battlegrounds is all about, right? But just having little meta games within the game itself has been a pretty nice district, because we've been playing this nonstop for 3 years, right? We know, you know what the game is. You know, and if you're a try-hard and, you know, you've focused on getting to the end and winning, that's fine. But we're more focused on having a bit of a laugh while we're playing it. So that's been fun, I guess. So anyway, digressing on PUBG, which obviously I can do, but yeah. I would say now's not a bad time to get into it, if you wanted to get into it.
Yeah.
And then that was it. That was the half-assed news for...
Dave, that was not half-assed. I think you said that, I'm sure. Thank you. Okay, well, let's wrap that up there then. We've done well. I think we could be on for another record time. Oh well, so be it. We actually enjoy what we're doing. I thought we were going to be quick. Get out of here. Thanks, guys. Thank you for waiting for a couple of weeks for the episode. Neil, Dave, thanks for another show.
Talking bollocks.
No, it's good to catch up.
Yep, of course. Yes. And we should be back next week. So until next time, so long.
See you later.
Bye.